Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful today. It is Super Bowl Sunday, and we're going to kick it off later on. Get ready for all that's going to take place in the MIA. We love what's about to take place today, y'all. I could not go without doing part two of the miseducation of the niggas. That was, you missed last week one. You better listen to that one. Because everything that we experiencing today is already been predestined to happen. You say, how the hell? Because everything has a time and place and a time and order, and it just so happened this is the time. So I hope y'all ready. We about to get it on. I'm your host, Dry Bones. We about to bring in everybody and anybody who's out there listening into the Dry Bones, the Helios Bilios Hour. Get ready, though. You know I got to kick it off, though. I have to let y'all know. There are a lot of people who died, people this information, quite a few. Millions of people from the millennial times. I just went back into my time, the 60s. I said, let me go from, I couldn't even name all of them. I'll be here doing a whole show from 1960 to 1969. Man, they must have killed off about 13 million people without no problem. Nobody upset. Even today, you ain't upset. You don't care about 90 people that got killed. And black history is because you have miseducated me. Now we about to get deep now. Oh, I told you, you don't even got time for every program. We're going to get out as much as I can, as much as we can, to get transformation that's going to happen. You know, without a doubt. It's going to happen. So y'all ready? Let's get fun. Because this is Super Bowl Sunday. This is the special. Now, Carter G. Woodson told us a lot in his book. But it's funny to talk. Y'all worried about all the gay shit in the school system. But you ain't worried about miseducation of niggas. That one right there taught to all the children and the offspring at an early age. It would give them a perspective of what they fighting. And today, we're going to give you the perspective. Just like they're going to fight today at 6:30. What a game. We're going to get into that too. What an esoteric game. What an allegoric symbolism of these games. The 49ers. Didn't they just meet? Didn't the World Economic Forum just meet in China? Came and they cleaned the streets up, made it squeaky clean in the 49ers state. That's the Franciscan state. The Franciscan state. And then you got Kansas City. Oh, my God, the Grand Orient. Oh, man, they put it together today, boy. It's going to be a wonderful day. Oh, my goodness. And it's the color purple, baby. Let's roll. Now, a lot of people have died. I said that earlier. I'm going to reiterate this through the whole program because seems to be a disconnection of how people can die. Like Bob Marley, them coming on February the 14th. But, you know, they kill her, you know. They're going to kill it. I mean, they don't even care. You know, I shot the sheriff, didn't shoot the deputy. I mean, all kind of shit being said. Are we picking up on this today? And today, in this little bit of short time that I have, I'm going to get it out to you. So, you know, we're just looking at all our notes right now. Well, I'm going to put it down for you right quick before I bring in the Dry Bones. Let's just say this. Steve Coakley was on point. And so was the man who wrote this book, Carter G. Woodson, on point. Took a lot. I told you, people were being killed all through that. That's in his era. I could go all day long, but I just can't do it. It's almost mesmerizing. I see y'all all on the Intelligentsia program, Facebook, Instagram. Those are called Intelligentsias. They are just for you to give all the information that they see that we are gathering up. And they said, look who's looking, look who's not, look who's dumb, and look who needs to be stopped. This is what's going on today. So the intelligentsia, I see all y'all focusing. And I said, man, look at all this. And y'all got all, you know, all the patents that we did. This is in that era. All the patents, everything. But, you know, you look up who financed them. Some was financed by pretty wealthy blacks. You know, and also someone financed by globalists of the day. It's called the Gilded Age, the robber baron. You never looked up that stuff up, you won't even get to know who financed all the schools, the Black Tuskegee Institute. You won't even know who did all this. Many of you know it's the Rockefeller, but it's just not the Rockefellers. There's other entities running around. You know what I say, entities running around. For them to come up with such an elaborate plan, it's unbelievable. Before we get started, though, with this program, I got to eulogize these people here. One I know personally from playing with his mother. He's the son of Johnny Mae Chappelle, who I used to play in the bands with here in Florida. His name was Shelton, excellent horn player. years. I hope you find, because when I looked up all who was killed, her name come out of Jacksonville. Just killed her during a riot that was going on. Now, he was trying to get reparations. That's a fact. Her name is Johnny Mae Chappelle. You'll see the brother's name is Shelton. He was a forerunner with a big family. He was on this show back in the beginning days. And reparations should have been given to him. What they got, I don't know if it was much, but it was. He was on shows, CNBC, and all. I mean, he did his best. And I said, wow. I said, they won't even pay the people that they know they did wrong. So I started looking up civil rights killings and stuff. I said, man, this is a shame. Our people would let this go by. But see, many of you don't know that they describe them as accidents, suicides. They're doing it today. Same word, accident, suicide. He hung himself. She fell off a 30-foot building. We don't know how, butt naked. I mean, come on. Same shit. Same scenario. Suicide is the last possibility. See, they got to say, oh, suicide. It's hard. It's an accident. Like Epstein. He accidentally choked us. This all been going on for a long time. This ain't nothing new under the Helios. It says, I will give the murders. This out their own books. I will not give the murderers the consolation of downplaying their martyrdom. See, they want martyrs. They want martyrdom. They want martyrdom. Where it be the martyrs of the saints. See, it's in your books, the martyr of the saints. Kill them so they get a martyr. People do this so they can get martyrs. Paid to kill a person after they trained the person to do the acts, and then when they kill him, he become a martyr to certain sort of people. Now, all so you could be a hate martyr, you could be part of whatever group there is, they'll create martyrs. Oh, yeah, they'll go after you immediately to create that. After letting you loose, do it all you want for years, then all of a sudden they come with some law and round you up like Rico. Y'all starting to hear Rico more and more. Get ready. Now, by doing this, downplaying, then they say it's time to recognize these heroes for the truth and freedom. Most of those on this list was killed by the New World Order because they stood out for truth or knew the truth. See, the key word is stood out or knew. Stood out means you might be having on the regalia of truth, but don't know shit. You just a walking billboard, but don't know nothing. If we ask you, what does that mean? See, now, the knowers of the truth will be able to give you an exegesis on what this is about, logically and without complication. Make it so that the simple can understand. That's why they didn't like Malcolm. Now, see why he gone. He made shit simple. All these grandiose words that people use today, many people don't even use the dictionary at all, other than look up Monique, Cat Williams, and at the Shay Shay Club. Now, see, this is where you know it's all put together. You know, see how they had the LGBTQ community involved, because Shay Shay in that. And then Monique, she had to mention her hairdresser was gay and he couldn't protect her because he's saying what she said to the gay man can't protect me. You can hang with me and don't try to fuck because you want me. See, they don't want to hang with men who want to fuck them because that going to make them jittery if they got a husband. You got a man who, you got a husband, somebody, oh, he tells you, God damn, baby. See, so they already know how they hang. How they hang. They already know how it hangs. So to tuck in the truth, they play this role. And then they go on there and have you seduced through foolishness, believing that this is all by circumstance. A Club Shay Shay show. So we're going to get into all that, all ties to civil rights movement. All of it. When you find out how many LGBTQ members, I mean, we got facts that even J. Edgar Hoover, his lover, they all dressed, they all knew King was into all this. They all knew, they all was into it. If you are into it, you get whatever you want. When you ain't into it, you're going to get this. Now, let me tell you what's happening today for Black History. the miseducation of the niggas will be understood clearly by the end of this program. Now, they were directly martyrs. But the people who read and just, you know, look for stuff, organizations that run the conspiracy powers, they have slaughtered millions. And these millions are sacrificed to create the agenda that they need. And here are some that you'll never hear of. I'm going to show you the dichotomy of the South, how it's now the Mecca. But this all was in the South around, everyone was around my birthday age. I said, let me go see what the hell they was doing. I mean, unbelievable. And listen to what they were sacrificing these people for. Just take a listen. Herbert Lee. It's a shame. Herbert Lee, in 1965, Alabama. He was working for a civil rights leader, Bob Moses. This is what they all was getting killed for, to help register black voters. Now, you see this game being played today? See, even in that period where they needed to have it, because the blacks was voting in a way where they was winning. I wonder why. So a plan had to be come up to give them this false belief of an integration. This is the name, integration bill. Integration. It's almost like migration. Immigration. I mean, they just put a spell word over us. It's almost worse than Andorra on Bewitched. Now, after they did this, this is what they're killing people for. Civil rights, registering black people vote. He was killed by a state legislator. Listen to what he was killed by. A state legislator who claimed self-defense and was never arrested. Then we got my man. I mean, this is unbelievable. Captain Roman Duckworth Jr. I mean, another one of these Southern individuals. He was coming from a military police station in Maryland. This is Maryland. And was on leave to visit his sick wife when he was ordered off the bus by a police officer and shot dead. Now, this is how the same thing happening today. They got people who they got to do these things to create the effect. Y'all heard it, the Jillian dialect. It's real. It's not like it's made up by some white. This white person who thought of the Jillian dialect did not think it up by himself. He had already studied in salons, which is learning schools in the Grand Orient. And they was already talking about it because guess who was there with them? The House of Saud. The House of Saud sitting with them, teaching them. And how was they be able to go over the burning sands without their help. So this is why I know Carter G. Wilson was right. You're going to see it in a minute. Oh, we're about to set the fire off in a minute. We're about to go to Super Bowl Sunday now. Now, here go another one. You be like, well, damn, no restitution. It's happened to a military police. Where's the reparations at? That should have been. So I said, let me keep looking. Here's another one. The police officer taking Mr. Duckworth as a freedom rider. So he got killed for looking like a freedom rider. So they already was getting that fire moving for the freedom fires to come on in. Now, all this is going to be seen today for what it really is. And then we got another one. Now, this is unbelievable. We got two guys, Henry Hezekiah D. This is 1960, what state they in? Mississippi, 64. See how they knew they was heating this up for the federal government to intercede. It's all set up for the integration of the federal government. That's what's called integration. Integration means federal government move in. Now, let's get started for you. Let's go get these two cats, Henry Hezekiah D. and Charles Eddie Moore, were killed by Klansmen who believed they were part of a plot to arm blacks in the area. Now, how they family don't get, was no, it was it came out to be unfounded. Nothing given to this. I mean, just out of mistaken identity. That's going to be serious. Think about what I just said, out of mistaken identity. Then we got, this is even worse, Lieutenant Colonel Lemuel Penn This is in Washington, D.C. An educator was driving home from the U.S. Army Reserve training when he was shot and killed by Klansmen in a passing car. Now, how does that sound? That sounds like the Klan was fighting the federal government by realizing that they were using blacks to bring in this education immigration order. Now, think about it for a minute, because I'm about to put some more on you before I bring in this, the high master of this whole reason why we on here today is Dr. Carter G. Woodson. Wait till I get to you what he was saying in his own words. Now, that was unbelievable. What in the present, where the Kennedys at? This happened right in D.C. I don't even hear D.C. talking about it. So you know something ain't right with these stories they tell us. Because this dude must have been well-liked. Let's go on to another one. Jimmy James. Oh, man, this is unreal. This is unreal. This is Alabama, 1965. Home state of my people. Amazing. I see why they came out of this. I no wonder they was frightened to death. Jimmy Lee James was beaten and shot by state troopers now as he tried to protect his grandfather and mother from state troopers attacking civil rights marches. Now, think about this. This is state troopers. That means the states was in rebellion of the federal government. Don't get yourself out the equation. Use as kettle fire. Is that what they said? Get the blacks to be the kettle fire to start the fire. Okay, we're going to show you in a minute. I said, wow. To protect this, I mean, I can see me doing it. I'm dead. Mother, I'm dead. William Brewster. A man, you know what? He was on his way home. I was just on the way home from work. When he was shot and killed by some white KKK, all because of these laws that was forcing the federal government on the states. Now, the black peoples, as many of them believe, was just a weak thing. No, we were already strengthened. See, with the integration was the weakening powder, because we lost all of our economic stability from the cash flow, had no choice but to go to us because there was no other way. That was the best time of our riches. Go look it up if you think I'm making this up. Facts matters on this program. I challenge all educators, prove me wrong. A master degree. Come on with it, baby, with history. I don't care, man. You got history. Bring it on. Let's see if you really are Pan-African contraband running around, because guess what the fight is today? Same thing. We got one group of blacks who says Pan-African, everything got to be related to Africa, which is a continent. And then we got those who know about America being the great Atlantis and this, all the stuff here. I just want you to know something. So all you indigenous in there, who, this is vilification for you. I love getting vilification people. V for vendetta. Now, they just found rare earth metals in Wyoming. Go look it up. The largest deposit in North America. Go look it up. Rare earth metal was just found in the state of Wyoming. All right, now let's get it on. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It's just a fight. They want you to hate America. What would be the easiest way to usurp power is to make you believe you got somewhere else. Now, I'm going to show you who did it. I'm not going to show you. No, Carter G. Woods will show you. That's what we going to do. Ain't no other way. Steve Coakley, vindication. When you hear this, Steve, I wish you could rise from the dead and tell all these miseducated niggas where they could stuff them no good ass diplomas that they got for lying. For lying. Because you know damn well you ain't telling where the money came from, HBCUs. The battle is who gave the most money. You see how they on TV? Well, Trump gave and then Obama gave. Man, y'all full of shit. The Rockefellers gave. The Carnegies gave. Y'all naming fake people when the real people doing all the so grand, the illustrious events on the earth. And y'all heard of it. The comedians told you what they did. They brought him out so they can get more power to the schools. Y'all seen it? And they ain't said one word. Ain't said one word about it. Ain't that funny? Ain't nothing being said about all that. Y'all watching it happen. Then y'all watching some other stuff that's making you say, wow, this is, who will go along with this? Who will go along with this charade? But miseducated, what? Y'all going to be saying it soon. It's going to be a chat. Ain't that but miseducated. And we're going to leave the loop right there. Y'all can come on in. But for real, we're about to get started, y'all. This man is prolific. Got to give him credit. The credit is due. He might not like some of the things that happened during that time. But hey, things happen. What I will say is this. Hold on, let me get this out. I got it on the, yeah. What I will say is this. Is that there's a lot of things distracting us right now. And I know you ain't looking at your state because you think the Fed, you are now fighting the federal government. Your state is almost taken by the federal government. So all things will start to change rapidly soon as they get this election over with, either through a real election or the one that Gerald Ford told you about. Y'all remember that one? When Gerald Ford told y'all what party would have a woman and that woman president would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. Now, before we get started, for all you on the first time listening basis, this is called The Talk Where Facts Matters. Before we get started, this is one of our matrix that we got to play for you. So you know that when I say fact matters, and it does, it doesn't really care if you matter about it.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something, something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't, the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world or not threaten them. People be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
See, now that's what it says, when I have eyes and cannot see. You think in your actual eye, but it's the spiritual eye. You won't see it. And that's okay, because we glad this man seen it from the book, Education of the Negro Niggas. Carter G. Woodson told you himself that the Boule elites would despise their own people. Now, listen for yourself. And this is a talk where facts matters.
Chapter 1, The Seat of the Trouble. The educated Negroes have the attitude of contempt toward their own people because in their own as well as in their mixed schools, Negroes are taught to admire the Hebrew, the Greek, the Latin, and the Teuton, and to despise the African. Of the hundreds of Negro high schools recently examined by an expert in the United States Bureau of Education, only 18 offer a course taking up the history of the Negro, and in most of the Negro colleges and universities where the Negro was thought of, the race is studied only as a problem or dismissed as of little consequence. For example, an officer of a Negro university thinking that an additional course on the Negro should be given there, called upon a Negro doctor of philosophy of the faculty to offer such work. He promptly informed the officer that he knew nothing about the Negro. He did not go to school to waste his time that way. He went to be educated in a system which dismisses the Negro as a non-entity. At a Negro summer school 2 years ago, a white instructor gave a course on the Negro using for his text a work which teaches that whites are superior to blacks. When asked by one of the students why he used such a textbook, the instructor replied that he wanted them to get that point of view. Even schools for Negroes, then, are places where they must be convinced of their inferiority. The thought of the inferiority of the Negro is drilled into him in almost every class he enters and in almost every book he studies. If he happens to leave school after he masters the fundamentals, before he finishes high school or reaches college, he will naturally escape some of this bias and may recover in time to be of service to his people. Practically, all of the successful Negroes in this country are of the uneducated type or of that of Negroes who have had no formal education at all. The large majority of the Negroes who have put on the finishing touches of our best colleges are all but worthless in the development of their people. If after leaving school they have the opportunity to give out to Negroes what traducers of the race would like to have it learned, such persons may thereby earn a living at teaching or preaching which have been taught, but they never become a constructive force in the development of the race. The so-called school, then, becomes a questionable factor in the life of this despised people. As another has well said, to handicap a student by teaching him that his black face is a curse and that his struggle to change his condition is hopeless, is the worst sort of lynching. It kills one's aspirations and dooms him to vagabondage and crime. It is strange, then, that the friends of truth and promoters of freedom have not risen up against the present propaganda in the schools and crushed it. This crusade is much more important than the anti-lynching movement, because there would be no lynching if it did not start in the classroom. Why not exploit, enslave, or exterminate a class that everybody is taught to regard as inferior? To be more explicit, we may go to the seat of the trouble. Our most widely known scholars have been trained in the universities outside of the South. Northern and Western institutions, however, have had no time to deal with matters which concern the Negro especially. They must direct their attentions to the problems of the majority of their constituents, and too often they have stimulated their prejudices by referring to the Negro as unworthy of consideration. Most of what these universities have offered as language, mathematics, and science may have served a good purpose, but much of what they've taught as economics, history, literature, religion, and philosophy is propaganda and cant that involved the waste of time and misdirected the Negroes thus trained. And even in the certitude of science or mathematics, it's been unfortunate that the approach to the Negro has been borrowed from a foreign method. For example, the teaching of arithmetic in the fifth grade in a backward county in Mississippi should mean one thing in the Negro school and a decidedly different thing in the white school. The Negro children, as a rule, come from the homes of tenants and peons who have to migrate annually from plantation to plantation, looking for light which they have never seen. The children from the homes of white planters and merchants live permanently in the midst of calculations, family budgets, and the like, which enables them sometimes to learn more by contact than the Negro can acquire in school. Instead of teaching Negro children less arithmetic, they should be taught much more of it than the white children, for the latter attend a graded school consolidated by free transportation, when the Negroes go to one-room rented hovels to be taught without equipment and by incompetent teachers educated scarcely beyond the eighth grade. In schools of theology, Negroes are taught the interpretation of the Bible worked out by those who have justified segregation and winked at the economic debasement of the Negro, sometimes almost to the point of starvation. Deriving their sense of right from this teaching, graduates of such schools can have no message to grip the people whom they've been ill-trained to serve. Most of such miseducated ministers, therefore, preach to benches while illiterate Negro preachers do the best they can in supplying the spiritual needs of the masses. In the schools of business administration, Negroes are trained exclusively in the psychology and economics of Wall Street and are, therefore, made to despise the opportunities to run ice wagons, push banana carts, and sell peanuts among their own people. Foreigners who have not studied economics but have studied Negroes take up this business and grow rich. In schools of journalism,
I got to stop, because if y'all should never read this book, it's a shame already. It's a shame already. This ain't even taught. This is a whole curriculum right here that could be started by homeschool people. Right there. This is the 1950s. The man, George G.M. James, who y'all watch get killed. See, another model. Y'all want to make jokes on him with Richard Pryor. I got his clip. As soon as I get this computer to be switched over, I got that clip on some show. How could y'all, and you know what's happening to all you in Ghana? The Guyanese people. I'm talking to you today. See, I'm talking to everybody on the dry boat. The Guyanese people, you know what? You just found out your area just have found out they got the biggest oil reserve in South America. And they got y'all fighting, the Indians fighting the blacks on that Guyanese island. Go look it up. Go get the Gleaner and the Star, the Jamaican newspapers, and all these places. They fighting like maniacs on these islands. And now they found Maduro from Venezuela, because, you know, Venezuela got control of all that shit, Trinidad and all that. And they're going to use Maduro and your whole area, blacks everywhere. I said, God damn, this is a goddamn, can you imagine Carnival and these Anyway. See, he told you. People come over here and do what? Now, this is psychological a problem. That's a, think about it. And I got, you want me to listen to all these educators and Pan-Africans, all them talking this bullshit? And the man just told me that y'all nothing but liars. Steve Coakley had to die. And all the, I mean, people got to die to let you know these people lying to you. Anytime they going to go along. With the, I'm not even that bright, and I can figure this out. How the hell? The man is hanging out with maybe Coon, Cookman, all the educators. He hanging out with all of them. He come up with a book like this? All right, now, see if he was really listening into the occult world. See, the occult world, he said he wanted them to learn the Hebrew. I said, isn't that strange? I thought the Hebrew was in Africa. And so I want you to listen to what he says. See, I listen. And I used to see Mayat, balance, Libras, all you Libras out there, balance. If it don't sound like shit, it ain't really shit. That sounds like some bullshit. I said, how he just going to tell you these books? He's saying that the Hebrew, and we learning all. And look up all them languages he said to look up. It was the same languages on the Georgia Guidestone. Hebrew was on the Georgia Guidestone. I know y'all don't want to hear that, but the facts that I see with my own two eyes, Hebrew was on the Georgia Guidestones. Ain't that strange? But I said, wow, what would that symbolism mean? So I started getting, you know, my own eye. Can't speak for your eye, but my eyes said, look for it, like some pussy, hidden treasure. Look for it. Look for something that's pleasing to the mind. I said, damn, let me look at his family. The son just died. I said, okay, I'll start there. God started, and I said, man, they was getting death threats. I said, they get, who would get, after you see people get killed, how many people in the king, I want y'all to think about how many people in the king family got killed. Think about that for 1 minute, because I'm doing a special thing today. See, I'm showing all who've been killed, and y'all forgot all that about that shit. Just, it don't even make sense to y'all. But when you think about how this happened, you say, well, damn. Now, I was in a call, high level, still going on all over around, and y'all all on in there talking about these cults and these, you know, and he mentioned Hebrew first. Did you hear that? He mentioned Hebrew first. See, when you really got your eye open, you find the occult world and see the mysticism of why they do these things. And guess what I found? Guess who killed Dr. Martin Michael Luther King's mother?
The King family legacy is one that changed the course of history for black people in America. It extends well beyond Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s untimely passing in 1968. It is a legacy that is marked by the pursuit of civil justice and peace in the nation. Unfortunately, the King family legacy is also tainted by wrongful deaths. 6 years after the assassination of one of the world's most esteemed leaders, Dr. King, his mother, Alberta Williams King, would suffer the same fate, dying at the hands of a gunman. The tragic incident led the world to wonder why anyone would seek to harm a family who has already experienced so much sorrow. Some would say the answer is religion, others, misguided anger. This is the untold true story of the assassination of Alberta Williams King and the black Hebrew Israelite who took her life. Mrs. Alberta Williams King was born in 1903 in Atlanta, Georgia. She was the daughter of Jenny Celeste and Reverend A.D. Williams, the second pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. The upstanding values her parents instilled in her, principles that she would pass down to her children, are the foundation for the historic legacy created by her second-born, Martin Luther King Jr. Mrs. King's life was deeply rooted in her faith and activism. Her father, husband, and both of her sons were all ministers at Ebenezer, where she played an integral role until she retired in 1972. The King matriarch would often return to lead the church in song. Ironically, Ebenezer Baptist Church, just a few blocks away from where her son Martin was buried 6 years prior, was where Mrs. Alberta Williams King took her last breath. Her death was classified as an assassination. The man who carried out the heinous act was 23-year-old Marcus Wayne Chenault. Born on June 30, 1951 in Winchester, Kentucky, Marcus Wayne was described as a quiet child who read a lot. He was raised by his parents, Marcus H. and Hendy Lee Chenault. They were God-fearing and lived comfortably. That was until they moved to Dayton, Ohio, when Marcus, often called Wayne by his family, was a teenager. Hendy Lee, who was deeply religious, recalled the Washington Post. Up until 1967, he seemed to enjoy the church, but later he became a bit confused and started asking questions about different things in the Bible. As a student in high school, Chenault excelled academically. A school officer at Dayton Roth High School told Jet Magazine, "He just went from homeroom to class. I never had any trouble with him. He was as good as gold." In 1969, Marcus was accepted into Ohio State University, and it was during his college matriculation that his demeanor began to change. Although he was still described as quiet and studious by his professors and peers, it was during this time that he began to reassess his traditional Christian values. Leon Vaughn, one of Chenault's Ohio State classmates, told Jet Magazine, "Marcus was a really beautiful cat. He interpreted things to me like the Bible and the Star of David. The main thing he would say is that religion isn't for real because people couldn't be charged for the truth. He resented preachers riding around in Cadillacs. He said that parts of the New Testament were false and that King James stole literature from blacks and didn't give them any credit. He said King James was a Caucasian who based his interpretations on America's standards." His newfound religious ideals came from the teachings of his mentor, Hananiah Israel of Cincinnati. Hananiah, a spiritual teacher whose legal name is Stephen Hallman, spread messages from what he called a form of Judaism. Chenault met Hananiah about 8 months before the incident after seeing his advertisement titled, "What Every Negro Should Know About Scripture," in a magazine. Israel began instructing him in the Bible during meetings in which Chenault took lots of notes and often invited friends. Hananiah criticized black civil rights activists and church leaders as evil and deceptive. In his teachings, he wrote, "When you stop those lying preachers from deceiving you and your loved ones, from robbing them of millions of dollars a year, you will have a better economy." He also taught that black civil rights leaders were leading black people to doom. He told Dayton Daily News, "White men are being used by the Most High as a correcting rod, but God is going to do away with white people and free my people. When black people are freed, they will be the masters and whites will be the slaves. Until then, blacks should remain slaves to white men because that is the role God has assigned to them." Although Israelites insisted that he did not advocate for violence, he taught that only the death of black ministers would free black people. He told Dayton Daily, "I gave Marcus the key to understanding the scriptures. He awakened from the death of sleep, from the grave of ignorance." Hananiah and Marcus, along with other young men who followed his teachings, were labeled by some as black Hebrew Israelites, a religion of black people who believe that they are the descendants of the ancient Israelites. They incorporate teachings from various sources, including certain aspects of Christianity and Judaism, and have created their own interpretation of the Bible. They are not associated with the mainstream Jewish community nor mainstream Christianity. Chenault and Israel assert that they did not belong to any organized group or following. Although Marcus Wayne recruited a number of young men from Ohio State and the surrounding areas to begin following his teachings, other classmates thought his religious talk was off-putting. "We always thought he was a little weird, but there were a lot of weirdos on campus," Carol Peters told New York Times. She recalled having lunch with Chenault on occasion, but eventually began to avoid him. She said that he would get high and talk about the Bible at parties, and a party was no place to talk about the Bible, but he did, and people were turned off by it. By his junior year, Marcus dropped out of college and began to focus on religion. He adapted a head honcho persona. His neighbors took note of the change, accompanied by him shouting obscenities and Muhammad Ali-type rhymes out of his apartment window while blasting soul music. He wrote "General Chenault" with four stars on his mailbox and "Servant Jacob" on his apartment door. His antics led him to being arrested for disorderly conduct, which seemed to have pleased him. Chenault's neighbor, Richard Keisch, recalled as a group of people who gathered for the spectacle that Chenault came out with his hands up saying things like, "No comment," putting his hands on the car to be searched even though no one asked him to. Keisch also shared with Jet Magazine that Chenault told him that he would soon be all over the newspapers and that he was going to Atlanta to meet destiny. On Friday, June 28, 1974, Marcus Wayne Chenault returned home for what seemed to be a routine visit. According to Marcus Sr., Wayne seemed as normal as ever. That night, Marcus stole two pistols from his father's bedroom. The next day, he bought a bus ticket to Atlanta, Georgia. After a 12-hour trip, Wayne had made it to his destination, where, according to a taxicab driver's testimony, he was picked up from the bus station and asked to be taken to Ebenezer Baptist Church. On the way, he asked the driver if Mr. and Mrs. King attended the church every Sunday. Later that morning, after being picked up from a motel, Marcus was taken back to the church. He was invited to attend men's Bible study. Marcus introduced himself and said he was from Ohio. According to witness testimony, once the service began, he was seen sitting in the Amen corner of the pews, which is normally reserved for the most devout worshipers. Mrs. King finished playing the Lord's Prayer on the organ, and as the congregation bowed their heads in prayer, they heard Marcus shout, "I'm taking over here this morning." They looked up to find him standing on the pew holding a gun. His first shot struck Mrs. King in the head, and she fell over the organ. "It seemed like I was watching a scene from a bad movie play out," Christine King Ferris, Alberta's daughter, would recall in her 2009 memoir, Through It All. Marcus fired every round in his gun. He stood over Mrs. King and...
Now, y'all heard what happened here. Now, think about what happened in this year. The last 5 to 10 years, they did churches. Remember the one in Charlottesville? Shot up the church with the blacks in it. The blacks, they have nowhere. I mean, they knew they were... I mean, unbelievable stuff has happened. And it doesn't say black. This is Atlanta. Now, the Hebrew Israelites, let's go to that right now. Let's go to that right now. Oh, my goodness. I said, man. I said, I know that book because I'm not born yet when this book came. I mean, I hear about this book on the new name about the nigger. You not a nigger. It was called, You're Not a Nigger. That was the book we got in the 80s, but the same thing. And I said, look at the chick who just tried to burn down King's house. In Atlanta, the vestige of all blacks, everything. So you know it got a grid line on it. It got a grid line on it. They don't sound in Atlanta. The immigrants have been housed in the biggest airport in the world, all over the news. I mean, I don't know what's going on in black Atlanta, but y'all don't know what's going on, but it's scary to know that, you know, this is happening. Like, y'all the PSYOP family up there. It's going to be PSYOPs going on up there because obviously, y'all watch. Now, I'm going to tell you how I know this to be true. It's before we turn on the dry bones. Remember the people of the CDC got killed? Ain't nobody get upset. Same thing happened here in the 60s. People from the military base get killed. Wonder what he knew. Wonder what my man Lieutenant them knew, Roman Duckworth. I wonder what they knew. So what we going to do, we going to open up the mic. Give us a minute. And I want y'all to know the Super Bowl going to be so lit. Because they're going to do the first, they're going to do the National Black Anthem first. I'm telling you, they set this up. Then they got the nerve to have in racism in the end zone. How's that work, everybody? You know that's going to start fire. Because he's like, what, they got two countries? You got two countries. All right. And I'm predicting. Y'all want to go in on some bets? Let me know. I'm predicting Taylor Swift coming out with Usher. She's going to cut up the sky. He's going to have his mouth open. I'll be right back.
If I rule the world, every day would be the first day of spring. Every heart would have a new song to sing, and we'd sing of the joy. The bird, every voice would be a voice to be heard. Take my word, we would treasure every day that occurs. My word would be a
oh yeah, that's Miss Kim Weston. And you know what they're playing? That's Black National Anthem. I went to the bar, Miss Kim Weston. Detroit would have won. See, if Detroit would have won, Miss Kim Weston would have been able to sing that song. National Black Anthem, like she did in Watch That back in the day. I mean, we got so much literary history on this program. Thank Antoinette. Everybody, give my shout-outs before I bring the bones in. Thank you, Antoinette. Got everything well, Brother Ray. Most love. Hope they got everything good up in the D.C. Everybody out there listening, Brother Kwame, appreciate you. Brother Tariq, please. We're going to do something. Brother Campbell, we just mentioned Ohio. Y'all know Brother Campbell. Hey, that's a futurist scientist there with some hell of ideas. See, if we was all in one tune, like my man Goodson said, we would all be already financing each other, but we want another way by these educators. I'm about to bring y'all on. Without further ado, we open up the crypt of the universal scripture says, behold these dry bones. Let's do it. 8554. Let's roll.
Okay. This is on the Tennessee.gov website. In 2018, Tennessee became the first state to have full-time statewide higher education professional focused on the success of its public and private HBCUs. Be careful with that term, public and private.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is home to 7 HBCU institutions, American Baptist College, Fisk University, which is in Nashville, Knoxville College, which I formerly attended some years ago, Lane College, Lamar Owen College, Meharry Medical College, and Tennessee State University, which at least one HBCU in each of the state's grand divisions. Founded between 1866 and 1924, Tennessee's HBCUs have a distinctive legacy both regionally and nationally for achievements in agricultural research, STEM fields, music and performance, and civic engagement. Now, after reading that, maybe one person would think as far as Tennessee, like, damn, you know, so that's the case then. A lot of blacks are doing good things here in Tennessee. They basically running shit. Maybe you would think that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you peel the layers off, Black Rock is running shit here in Tennessee. A lot of people don't know that, bro.
Yeah, check that out.
Yes, and Tennessee is a red state, by the way.
Check that out.
Mm. And the previous, I forgot his name, not the governor here, but the previous governor, he was also Republican. Some of his staff members were actually getting paid by BlackRock so they can come in and start taking over the farming industry and whatever else they need to do. So it's a wrap, bro.
Hold on. Let's go with what you just said. You said pharmaceutical, and then we got Kobe just got his statue put up during
June 8th, 2024.
Yeah. That's very very suspicious. I think that's accidental or suicide. What is it? I don't know.
But no. I wasn't gonna say nothing about it, but since you brought it up, now
yeah,
check this
bring
out.
It up. That's how we talk. Bring it up.
They played the Denver niggas, the Denver Nuggets, the night, because it's supposed to be three statues unveiled. That's just the first one with the number eight.
Right.
You
right.
add up the year 2024, which is equals to eight. They played the Denver Nuggets that night. Well, what's the significance of them playing Denver that night? Denver is the capital of Colorado. Go back some years ago. Where did Kobe Bryant catch that rape case at? Which state?
Colorado. Woo-hoo.
There you go.
Damn. Let's have it. My goodness. Couldn't make it no simpler for y'all. That's how easy to see that one, y'all. Damn,
now, let's break down the metaphysical meaning of Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
The Hebrews surely represent the thoughts in man that have come up out of the purely material and passed over to a higher concept of God and of his laws, into a close and clear relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
These thoughts are, however, still under the law, the law of sin and death, which you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
For true freedom is spiritual understanding and realization of life and peace. Come only by the still higher way, which is the Christ method or the Christ consciousness or awareness. The way taught and demonstrated by Jesus Christ. Now, let me tell you something else that happened here in Tennessee a day after the Kobe Bryant situation. Dr. Jill Biden.
Mm-hmm.
She has a PhD in education, by the way, will travel to Tennessee for a purported, quote-unquote, political event reportedly occurring at the home of country music star Brad Paisley. According to press reports citing a White House media advisory, the First Lady is expected to land in Nashville on Friday afternoon. Nashville is the state capital of Tennessee, Friday afternoon for an unspecified political event that will take place in Franklin. Franklin, by the way, is one of the cities where the 600 immigrants supposedly are arriving. They're coming here. A lot of them are already here. A lot of that didn't get talked about. All this was happening within the past week.
How many? How many you say again?
It's supposed to be 600.
Okay, 600. Okay. I thought we were supposed to
right.
we get that. Yeah, see? Okay.
Now.
To the capital. To the capital.
Well, around Franklin and some other cities, but the point being, it's based around Nashville. Just think about
right.
Nashville as another mini Chicago. I'll make it simpler.
Yeah.
Now,
continue
on. Now, check this out. Dr. Jill Biden, well, I'm just adding in the doctor, was joined by the artist, this is Brad Paisley, at a vaccine site in Nashville back in 2021. Where the duo promoted the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines at an event that featured a speech by the First Lady and brief musical performance by Paisley. Paisley would later perform for the Bidens and their guests in the East Room of the White House back in 2023.
In the East Room. Y'all, get the location now. In the East Room. All right.
To the East, my brother, to the East.
I'm loving that one there. Again.
Now, going back to, just jump back on MLK for a minute. When you was talking about the assassination of his mother. And all those other killings, I keep hearing military.
Yeah.
The attempted, I don't want to say assassination, but the arson attempt on MLK's home that happened in Atlanta was by a black Navy veteran.
Right, right. Right.
I said, wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird, ain't it? Yeah, that's pretty weird there for people to be so lackadaisical. And that, look, I just named people who, from the military base in the year. I'm just 1 year old, 2 years. I mean, it's been going
right.
on. So I'm saying to myself, it's got to be something that we have to take a good account of. Are we drones that go along with assimilation so much that we just follow? Because unfortunately, this is not something new. This is an old playbook they're using on us. They got somebody burn a house down now in Georgia. Is this supposed to be the bastion of the
that was military?
Black?
See, what I'm trying to say is, well, you already know this.
Yeah, but go ahead.
These assassination attempts have to be connected with the alphabet people, your FBI, CIA.
Yeah.
How can it not be?
Absolutely. I agree. Well,
can random actions happen? Of course it can.
Yeah, without this frequency of
right.
Yeah,
well, a couple more things before you go to the next caller. Now, you mentioned earlier about the KKK. Always got to have the question, follow the money trail. Who's funding them? Who's funding the KKK?
Exactly.
They're the Hunt family.
Yeah.
Ironically, their team is in the Super Bowl today. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
Now, what shocked the shit out of me, I did a little research before, you know, the show started. I didn't know this. They also are partial owners of the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, goddamn. Don't tell me no shit like that. Don't tell me no shit like that now. Uh-oh. That's
Usher is performing Super Bowl halftime. He just released the album Friday. And guess when the last time he had released the album? 2016. That was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Now you're seeing the patterns with the numbers as far as the eight.
Just like the six with a dude took 6 years before the king's death, which is a number, and then they went after the mom.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Kobe Bryant statue. Kobe Bryant statue. 19 feet tall. The girl that he supposedly had raped, a sexual assault or whatever in Colorado, she was 19 years old.
Yeah. And now, 19 feet.
Jill Biden's connected with the COVID-19 vaccines. But you see the pattern.
Yeah, I see the pattern. I mean, I just want to make sure that the people even listening to us out there listening realize you should be able to see this. I mean, Kelsey is doing commercials on the vaccine. Now, again.
Right, and Aaron Rodgers, this week, Aaron Rodgers called him out for that.
Right. He's doing that. Now, the question to all y'all out there listening now, it ain't over. See, if you think it is over with this COVID thing, but I want y'all to realize that just like the civil rights movement.
It's not over.
It's not over. See, they're playing us by your reaction, whether it be on social media. They don't need you to do no real fighting no more. They want your mind. Your mind is social media, so they can give them your thought patterns, and then they'll be able to deal. Now, they know everybody beholds the system. I'm about to bring you in 9007. I'm about to bring you in right now so you know you're in the queue. Now, I got y'all down the line. I'm going to give everybody ample time because this Super Bowl, this going to be hot today. Just so y'all know that they are using celebrities at a high frequency now. People that you don't think telling the truth is telling the truth. Like that Bloom dude, Disney, he said something about Cat. I mean, there's so much out there about this money cabal, but I told you, comedy, look up, put in ancient order of comedians, and it'll pop up the symbols. Go to symbols, and you will see why they're using them today. Got to use us, but you got their own comedians. Ain't Walensky from Ukraine, ain't he a comedian? He was a comedian, y'all. I hope y'all realize that. The president of Ukraine, they're giving all your so-called reparation money out there listening to me, y'all, you alphabet organizations, or they call now NGOs, non-government organizations. That's what y'all are now, NGOs. Let me go to 9-9-9-0-9-9-7.
And today is Thomas Edison's birthday, by the way, too, on the Super Bowl. You were talking about the Gilded Age. Relate that with the technology piece.
Yeah,
that's all I'm done.
Let there be light at the Super Bowl. Remember, last one went out. Luckily, the Ravens ain't in there. Go ahead.
Yo, how you doing today? Peace.
Peace. Let's make it happen. Hey, you check this out, man. I like the way you started off, because that's that dissertation. Listen, these young people don't know how it was back in the 50s in the South. They don't know that a lot of men left home to go do something, go fishing or go do some chore, and you never saw them again.
Never saw them again. You
catch them out there, ambush them, throw them in rivers. My people
that's
from Louisiana.
Right.
Because I got a friend I always argue with. He said, yeah, the boys ran from the South and came to the North and messed the North up. Check this out. The things that was happening in the South with the Klan, and the Klan was sponsored by the government because the government was backing them, just like we're seeing now. They just brought an army in on top of us here in America, maybe 12 million people that they don't know who they are. You got whole societies that just moved into America. Now, the way I'm looking at this, just like they crowded the brothers, because seeing the South, this is how they crowded the brothers. They brought all them immigrants down there who was poor and didn't have anything right out of Europe. They put them down there and put them on top of the brothers down there. They was hostile. That's how they took over the land. They ran the brothers off the land. The brothers ran from the South to go to the North to find safety because they didn't have it in the South. Some people stayed, but usually it was the older people that stayed. The younger people got the hell out of Dodge. They went on freight trains. They walked. They went on, man, they did everything to get out the South because they ran them out the South. Not only that, they had sundown times. You know, like I try to tell young men, you don't know how it was. I was born in the 50s. I was born in a time where a white man would still try to call you a nigger. It didn't really start changing until in the 70s when brothers started stepping up from themselves. Amalgamation of brothers from the South and the North. The whole thing is you can't win alone. You got the same problems, social, societal problems. Just like you were talking about, well, I was talking about Charles Kopeck Jones, Religious Instruction for the Negro in America. They gave all of the preachers in America, they was your leaders. They had marching orders. Just like Johnson with C3, 501C3, where he went into the churches, and if the churches pledge allegiance to the government, they get to have a tax-free thing and take money from the neighborhood, but they also got to spit the venom that these boys put on them. They got a program. They scripted. They wanted the neighborhood to have a certain mindset, just like the educational system. Rockefeller took over all the education. Then they printed the books that educated you, so they got to create the narrative. You was groomed to be a servant and not to be leaders. The people that was leaders, now, the South was a real funny thing because they did have brothers in the South that was running the political machine. The Klan with the government ran them brothers out of Dodge. The Wilmington Massacre, they had massacres all over America. They probably had over 50 or 60 massacres where they went in and massacred whole towns and ran them brothers up off their shit, took their land. Sundown towns, they ran brothers out of their shit. Then the government came back. This was what's so cold. Then the towns that was really prospering, they flooded towns. They built expressways through your neighborhoods. They tore, because it was just like Black Wall Street. Black Wall Street was richer than the national government at that time. They had more money than the United States. And the government helped burn that town down.
Right. Heavy duty. But there was still some black. I'm going to tell you, no doubt, he's saying some true facts on that. But I want y'all, there was other Black Wall Streets throughout the South, too. You had Louisiana, that Poverty Point area, rich. You had all South Carolina, who had the richest of a lot. Don't fool you. Don't let anybody think we wasn't rich. We wouldn't have over 62 million acres of land at that time. We had 68 million acres. I was in shock when I read the census. I said, what the? But go ahead.
And remember, your government took that land and turned it into parks. And took
from parks.
Just like
go,
right
park.
Now, you got more we got more mineral wealth than most countries in the world, but we don't use our wealth here. We go take other people's wealth. And that's the other
part. Wyoming. Yeah, they're about to get money in Wyoming.
Grand Canyon. Man, we got stuff all through America. We got whatever we need. We got copper, gold, silver minerals. We got it all on our feet. We got much oil under our feet. We probably got as much oil as Saudi Arabia. But America does some things that I really never going to understand. We feed our enemies and don't take care of our own people.
That's right. Now, come on. Now, let's talk together. Let's talk together on this because you seeing it, I'm seeing it. We in different areas. Now, I'm saying to myself, I know we got history here. You know we got history here. I'm trying to figure out now. I'm going by what we talking about today. This program said this: if a dude is at a high level in the black echelon and puts a book out like this, that just explained what me and you both saying in the early stages. He said that they was going to use every, now just look at today. Most of the people in jobs that are women today, I'm only going to speak for our area. Women and black women are in high positions and they are mean as hell. They don't eat. You would think they would be nice. As knowing what we went through, you know it takes a lot to eat. We look and I'm saying to myself, something is not right here. And so this is where we at today in this program. And you going to say something. Now let me ask you something. In your jurisdiction of your municipality, the structure of government is what? Women ratio to men. Give me what you see out there, even whatever you hear you see. I don't know if you out in there seeing all that, but what you think it is?
I'm seeing things, I'm seeing a lot of women in political positions. And, absolutely. You know, I'm not going to say it's bad or good, but check this out.
Yeah.
Look at the lawyers that they used to go up against Trump. They picked our sisters and the brother. Now,
right.
Why would you do their bidding? You know, if I, one thing that I've noticed lately, for the last year, these Democrats, they stand right in front of you. They lie. Now, they know this man is incompetent. Now, this ain't on the subject. I'm sorry to get off the topic, but they know this man is incompetent. He's Mr. Magoo, but they acting like everybody's turning their head like, oh, no, he's fine. He's sharp as a tack. He can't even walk up a flight of stairs. How is this guy going to have the codes to the nuclear weapons? So who got their hand up his ass? Who's controlling this Muppet? Who's controlling him? Everybody's asking that question.
Now, hold on. So you said, y'all be thinking that this ain't part of it. Because, well, you see the clip I got that none of y'all ever heard. I guarantee today with the clip that go along with this, y'all ain't even heard because it's strange how they playing us. It's like, you just do. You're absolutely right. Now, here's a man incompetent. They come out with the law. That's why you know a lot of people don't follow the laws no more. Because they came out with their own edict and said, we can't prosecute him on this because he's incompetent. Now, they went the crazy route so he wouldn't get it done. This is why my man, somebody said, man, love you, brother, for coming on here. Because let's think about it.
I told my man that they were going to play that. When they caught him with his hand dirty with China, with the Chinese Communist Party, with these boys in the Azerbaijan, with these boys over here in Russia. Because these boys, this boy that went through like 25 men with like 25 different corporations, shell companies, getting money. Man. When they
once again
they turn in their heads, they see all the dirty. Now look, he got documents at his house in unsecure positions. Who's coming through there? His son is a drug fiend. This is national security. So this guy got this, but Trump has got the same charges. But Trump was the president. He took that shit when he was a senator or a congressman, whatever. He had documents before he was even vice president. He shouldn't have that shit. That's national security. He's a traitor. They're not talking like that.
Hold on. We got you. We're going to get to that now. So hold tight. Now, I just want to show y'all that the resident of Fury, the facts and the truth. See, that's the difference. It said they don't care about, they only care about two things. If you look like you're telling the truth or you in the know of the truth, and I'm telling you. That's why this program is out here, because think about it. I'm going to get some more calls now. Let me get some more calls because I want everybody to get a Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl. We stay with us. I got 9927. Go ahead. 9927.
Oh, okay. I thought you was about to play something.
No,
hey,
no,
everybody.
Not yet. I'm going to go in threes. I'm going to go in threes today. You the third. They will play for every third person.
Well, okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So... like the brothers was saying, it's awesome. The whole everything is just that, all planned out, just like it's going, just exactly how they want it to go. They building their bunkers so they can connect with the underground city they got all over America. They know that they definitely can mine anywhere they want to, but they're reserving because yes, they are pirates. we in the holy land, the head of the snake, we in the whole shebang. We are in where everything is, the hot spring, Turtle Island, all of the above. This is where everything is at. We at the Atlantean, you know, we're here, and they know it. That's why everybody's running over here. That's why they're keeping these resources reserved reserved, as they call it, reserved, but not touching them. They know everything is a quarry. Everything around us is a quarry. It's been dug out. Everything, every part of the entire realm is a quarry. So whoever came before us and created all these buildings and things created quarries too, as well, all over this realm, this plane that we on. So it's a lot that's being discovered, unearthing. Let's just put it that way, unearthing and starting to resurrect so that we can all see, because the veils is being pulled on everything, on every eye. The sky veil is going to be removed soon. The solar flare that's attacking the nanoparticles that they're putting up there to make the TV screen above our heads so we can see all these illusions that's getting ready to overcome us. And we're already seeing the illusions that they have made in front of us, you know, because, you know, they're just coming to par now. They're coming out with everything, you know. Yeah, our land, we got a fake-ass government. We all should know that. The corporation ain't real. Everything we're dealing with is not real. It's an illusion. So as long as we continue to play the game, because that's all it is their game, you know, we want to stay blind because we don't want to get out, as everybody would say, the matrix. We don't want to remove ourselves from that. And everybody is demonic. You start to look at it. You can't lie and say you're not demonic, because if you like what's going on and you love it, shit, you're demonic. It's all the same. I know.
It's a harmonic to the demonic. Yeah, that's a scale.
The death note is your money. Your death note, the first death note that they put on paper was, that's a death note. Every time they write a law, they write it on a note. It's a death note. Every time they sign it and all of that, they're signing death note. They're incorporating people because everybody accepted themselves as being public and private. So when they get ready to write on the death note, they write what they want to write. That's why the spells and everything is coming to power whenever they want it. They'd be on the right sequences with the right numbers, with the right frequency, all at the same, you know, they know how to do it all. Demontia and all of that, you know, yeah. All of it. Like now, the brother Eddie, when he comes on.
Yeah.
All of that. They using numbers from 1 to 9.
Yeah, they are.
0 is 4.
Yeah, they run to 9. And now, did you find it strange that the dude who killed King, his leader, was out of Cincinnati, y'all? The dude who did the killing came
he
out
was
of
a Cincinnati. He got taken away and mind controlled so
that
he could do what he did.
That type of book we heard. That was
you're
not a nigger. It's the same type of book that they, I looked it up. They say it's the same type of book. And at that time, they
yeah,
were already.
Amazing.
I tell you, but look it up.
Wow.
I'm gonna go. It's the same book.
It's just amazing how we all was in a psyop. We all were in a psyop to do what we needed to do. But you know what? I'm gonna say this much: them psyops can wake you up and resurrect your mind to seeing everything
world. That's the difference with a psyop. Yeah, let's go with that. I'm glad you said that, because see, I just want people to realize that when you're out of the norm, anyway, these type of things come to you that's outside norm, and it has validity. So the validity part is there for sure. I mean, I agree 100%. When we used to say this name, Yahweh, no one was even believing this back then. And then we realized it, as you got older, it was like all kind of generations. It started out of in different parts of the country. But I just wanted to know how, didn't y'all listen to Dr. Charles G. Wilson? He mentioned that when they went to these schools, they said you must learn the Hebrew. And he gave the people that we should all learn when we went to these schools. And I said, why the Hebrew? But see, here was the key. I hope y'all listening. He said that they didn't teach African. I said, well, I thought the Hebrews was African. Now, y'all better start thinking about what that man said, because this is where the mystery
everybody
at.
Is right here in America. This is the Holy Land. This is Eden. This is the mini springs.
Think about that.
Everything,
one
the Hebrew, the Latin, the Egyptian, everything you want to find. And then you find all the quarries with all the pyramids on it. everything that was
we was told they were told to make us denounce this land. It was basically the teaching was
because they knew what it was.
They denounced the land, and but man, okay, now I told y'all. Now we talk about technology. You always talking technology. Y'all want to elevate this game to the next. We're in the second quarter now, but we're about to get into this game here. And let's just go with this. Y'all all know this. We did great things around the world. Around the world. I mean, it's just. I mean, we can't comprehend this level sometimes without being reinforced by people like y'all listening, because we see it is validity. But let's go deeper, because these are caught worlds we're talking about. This man was a boule. Just remember, he a boule. He high. He's sitting with the prestigious people at that time. Y'all like that. People, I mean, the height of black thought. We got, you know, the Renaissance, Harlem Renaissance, all this going on, all these great writers, all this stuff, blacks going to Russia, Russia coming to, Russia already here. New York was Russia. Go look it up. New Amsterdam. That's them. Now, I'm going to go into another level with this, because I tell you, everything, see, the football game might be a horror for all y'all in Vegas, because there ain't no way we can tell what this score is going to be. But let's go with what they're doing with the government with this whole scenario. Now, America already, you just said death bombs. Okay, now look what you said now. So basically, they're going to put a death bomb count out, and that means they got to kill people. Do you understand that? Listen, I'm about to bring more calls in. And I'm going to prove this. That means when that call, what y'all just said, the death bomb, right, you're going to either be taken off grid, and then those who don't want to go off grid, or those who got the money to stay off grid longer than others, and so forth, it's who can stay off the grid the longest. Now, y'all just said that earlier, how we can escape. I want y'all to think your own scenario. This is a game for real. We got to escape from all this, but we in urban areas. If you bring in a population, and what they plan to bring in, and are bringing in, ain't no plan, they are bringing in, certain municipalities are going to collapse. Listen carefully. Once they collapse, they already got the people set up to ask for federal aid.
It's okay. Already starting in Buffalo, New York. You already know that we are the city of experiment, period. So it's a lot of things collapsing. We got immigrants over here with Sanctuary City. Yeah. Giving them all the money so that they can, flourish. And then the other people get upset. And then we start a civil war. You know, that's what's going to, here in the city. That's what's going to happen after a while. People going to get angry and want to fight.
People get angry. Right. Now you got to unite with this, what I'm telling you. It's like an ally thing. You're going to have to unite with some of this, with people that you think you ain't going to ever unite with, because I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to play this for you, because see, people did tell you the truth. Now, at the time, was it a game? But look at what the time of this most beheld Atlantean. This is most beheld Atlantean president in the country. He did now. And he was respected by all of Atlantean. Jimmy Carter. I forgot this. Lucky somebody sent it to me watching the tape. I went and watched the tape. I said, oh, man. I said, here is a high, Peanut Man, everything that he got to be president. We didn't know how, but we find out maybe he was part of the game, because remember, he made his peace agreement, right? And he said some things that if you say now, this is what this war is. If you say now, and y'all all asked earlier, who was the biggest lobbyist? And y'all asked all this, and it was told to us by a Democratic president. JFK warned, but they let this one live longer, because he just died not too long ago. But listen to what Jimmy Carter said that you probably be called an anti-Semite for.
Welcome back to Hardball. We're back with the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter. His new book is called Palestine, Peace, Not Apartheid. And President Carter, why did you use the word apartheid in the book's title?
Well, let's look at the entire title, if you don't mind. The first word is Palestine, which involves the land that belongs to the Palestinians, not the Israelis. I didn't refer to Israel because there's no semblance of anything relating to apartheid within the nation of Israel. And I also emphasize the word not, that is peace and not apartheid. That's what I hope to accomplish with this book, is some move toward that goal. But there's no doubt that within the occupied territories, Palestinian land, that there is a horrendous example of apartheid. The occupation of Palestinian land, the confiscation of that land that doesn't belong to Israel, the building of settlements on it, the colonization of that land, and then the connection of those isolated but multiple settlements, more than 200 of them, with each other by highways on which Palestinians can't travel, and quite often where Palestinians cannot even cross. So the persecution of the Palestinians now under the occupying territories, is under the occupation forces, is one of the worst examples of human rights deprivation that I know. And I think
even worse, though, than a place like Rwanda?
Yes, I think, yes. You mean now?
Yes.
I think
the impression now of the Israelis, of the Palestinians by the Israelis, is worse than a situation in Africa like the oppression of Rwandans and the civil war.
I'm not going back into ancient history about Rwanda, but right now, the persecution of the Palestinians is one of the worst examples of human rights abuse I know, because the Palestinians...
But you're talking about right now. You're not talking about, say,
I'm not talking about ancient history.
Ago.
No.
Well, Rwanda wasn't ancient history. It was just a few years ago.
You can talk about Rwanda if you want to. I want to talk about Palestine. What is being done to the Palestinians now is horrendous in their own territory by the occupying powers, which is Israel. They've taken away all the basic human rights of the Palestinians, as was done in South Africa against the blacks. And I make it very plain in this book that the apartheid is not based on racism, as it was in South Africa, but it's based on the desire of a minority of Israelis to acquire land that belongs to the Palestinians and to retain that land, and then to exclude the Palestinians from their own property and subjugate them so that they can't arouse and demonstrate their disapproval of being robbed of their own property. That's what's happening in
robbed of their own property. Now, this is where I tell people, I say, well, wait a minute. If we're going to be logical.
Dry bones, real quick. Jimmy Carter by number 39.
Holy moly. Man, think about it. Now, I said to myself after hearing, I said, I ain't heard that in so long. I don't even remember. So I said, damn, that's deep. And here it is, 7 years later, this dude, 39, and think about that. Jimmy Carter was beloved. He hung with Obama. He hung with the Bush. I mean, it's funny. It's a cabal of that could be Republican and Democrat. And that's what I told you. That's the handshake. When they made these agreements with this money, because the civil rights movement is full of Jewish money. It's impossible to deny this. And it's impossible to keep pretending like it's being denied, because that is the fact. All candidacy, including Obama, was financed by Jews. This is plain and simple. Now, that to be racist? No. It's in the records that they gave the most money to this dude. So if they gave the most money, in my mind, I would think he owed favors, or all presidents would be owed favors, and so forth. But y'all said something that was deep right there earlier conversation. See, it's a spiritual battle that we're even out here. This battle is, some people believe in so many type of gods on this bad boy. And so you got these people coming in saying that they don't care about Christianity. Go to Buffalo, go to Philly. I can't speak for some parts of Philly, but just go to some parts of other places where they buy the cathedrals at and turn them into mosques. That's happening. They brought a whole churches, old Roman Catholic churches that was the diocese let go. They will take them over, take the Jesus pictures and be painted into black. They'll put the crescent and star. Now, is that done on purpose to create a jihad? Now, we're going to talk today, because did they use black people again? Y'all, black people, I got to tell y'all right now. Y'all part of this program. We get y'all this call. 9161. 9161. I'm going to hear y'all. Now, Jimmy Carter said the same thing that's going on today. Now, they on bulldoze the whole East Bank on money coming from America. That's why I said, do you really know what's going on? Do anybody really know what's going on? The money's going over there. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
I hear you good. You
hey, what's going on, Jabo? How you doing today, sir?
Man, we are really hyped up for the day. I can tell you that much.
Man, daggone Super Bowl Sunday, man, or Superb Hour Sunday, as they call it. Look, they got a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
Now, somebody talking about these women mayors. You got a woman mayor down there in Dalton. She told the trustees, They don't want to hear from y'all. They want to hear from the mayor. Dang on, y'all ought to be ashamed of y'all self being a black, woman, and y'all hating on me. That's what he let them know. She said, dang on, he told them in the meeting. She was like, dang on, I'm the mayor. I'm the leader.
That was crazy. I seen it.
The guy said the vendor's not being paid. She said, don't nobody want to hear from y'all. Y'all don't do no work. I said, go. Mr. Gary, let it be known. Hey, I mean, that's what I'm talking about, daggone. Now, look, I'm looking at this thing, man. They showed the receipt. She going to the Four Seasons Hotel. She daggone on her Instagram posted. She living the life, baby. Living the life.
Yes. I've never seen nothing like that. I can't believe
that
it. It's in Illinois, right? It's in Illinois. Dalton, Illinois.
Man, I'm surprised they didn't drag her off that daggone street. I said, wait a minute, man. You mean to tell me she's telling you she robbed your ass? And you got niggas that'll sit up there? What kind of clown show is this, man? Come on, man.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
We got the World Health Organization right now. Mm-hmm. They're meeting. The pandemic treaty could be in trouble. But I got something to read to you, man. Put it in this little group chat. It's 2020. All right? We're going to a rerun. You know how they say, ain't nothing like a good old rerun. You know how you watch the Boondocks and all this stuff about five times and all that other nonsense, right?
Yeah.
Now, look, check this out. Because it's going to be, it'll give me a minute to dang on say this here. All right, in 2020, the Chiefs, 49ers in the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson won MVP. The Ravens won the AFC North. Texas win AFC South with 10 wins. Chiefs win AFC West. Chargers last. Washington last with 13 losses. Panthers last in NFC South. 49ers win NFC West. Cardinals last in NFC West. Chiefs are the home team. 49 number one seed. Billy English won Song of the Year. Chiefs 600 preseason odds to win Super Bowl. 49 beat the Packers in the playoff. Bruins and Maple Leafs finished top five. Avalanche finished second in West. Celtics and Bucks finished top three in East, currently top three. Nuggets finished third in West, currently third. Number one seed in college football playoff. Two undefeated teams playing college football playoff. Loser college football player lost by three scores. Joel Embiid had surgery in left hand. Surgery to his right knee this time. Panthers fired Ron Rivera after loss. Commanders fired Ron Rivera losses. Winner of the Citrus Bowl scores 35 points. And COVID started in March. Now, the question about 2024, will COVID part two start in this March, or they're going to call it Disease X this time? But it goes to show you, man, this ain't nothing like a good old rerun, guys. This ain't nothing but a good old rerun.
All that was going on. That's a hell of a lot going on there. Hey, now, J.R. doing a rerun. I see a rerun, and what you think about it? Because, let's go with that. The Pope.
Come on, man.
I don't know if y'all heard this, though, because...
Now, it's the Pope's birthday today, man. It's the Pope's birthday today.
And the Pope said that Jesus was Lucifer. I said, what? I put it on Facebook. I said, you know what? Let me just see if anybody responds. I knew they wasn't. They looked at it. Oh, I said... And he did it singing Latin, y'all. They singing Latin, translating the word.
Hey,
Wait a minute.
The day the Pope's birthday, now check this out, Dry Bones. Now wait a minute now. You gotta remember this now. In 2019 or 17, the Baltimore Ravens went and met with the Pope, and they gave the Pope a Lamar Jackson jersey, man.
Yes, they did.
Come
Edgar
on,
Allen,
man.
Edgar Allen Poe, baby. They gave him Edgar Allen
goodness.
Poe. Man, this is crazy.
But somebody mentioned Kobe Bryant earlier. I want to say this. That was an 81-point statue. Now they talking about they got to give him three. I said, wait a minute, man. Hold on, man. You get three statues, man. What kind of crazy mess is this?
I think Shaq got two. So he got to get three, man. Shaq got two. He got to get three. That's what they're doing. I ain't making that up.
Hey, look, man. They ain't really. Now, check this out. I'm going to say something. You know, all right. Now, you know the Chiefs. You know, let me say something about Now, the other day they gave Joe Flacco the comeback player of the year award. They said DeMar Hamlin, but DeMar Hamlin gave out 47 AED devices to Nevada schools. Where the Super Bowl at, man? Come on, man.
Yeah.
The 47 probably in Euclid, man. They ran another script on you again. I said, these people, I get so blatant with this thing, it almost makes you laugh, man. Now, wait a minute.
And
now,
Las Vegas by number equals 33.
You're right. Hey, look, but wait a minute. It's getting worse because if you look at it, where that mass shooter they claim was in Vegas at, man, come on.
Yeah.
They running
the mass,
now, look.
That's right.
Now, look.
The mass
let me
shooter,
say this.
The mass
this
shooter
is,
was in Vegas.
Now,
that's
tonight.
Right.
They about to run a big strip on y'all. They going to have Usher, Alicia Keys, Lil Jon, Luda.
Yep.
I mean, man,
yep.
This thing about to be a funny, this is about to be the funniest show you ever see. And what you say, John, they're going to be playing, they're going to play the Black National Anthem. Oh, they're going to be running so much stuff on the night. You might as well just go ahead and dangle. Say, look, man, you almost don't even want to watch the game because you already know they're going to be doing all types of stuff. And somebody mentioned Biden. Now, I wanted to say something. You know, while all that was going on over the last couple of weeks, and some of you mentioned the Jews and the Federal Reserve, while y'all was paying attention to that, you had Kathy Hochul up there. Oh, shoot. Kathy Hochul said, shoot, it was National Intercolocaust Remembrance Day. That was like 27 or 29, something like that.
January.
Man, you got 9 states giving out money, including Kathy Hochul, gave them Jews $183 million for Holocaust survivors. Ain't nobody open that damn mouth about it. Y'all talking about some damn migrants. Fuck them damn migrants. These Jews get this money right now. That's who get the money. That's a very brain distraction.
Hochul gave the money. Yeah, that was talked about. Hochul gave the money without no problem, and giving green cards. They giving money on the cards for. But now again, this goes against what I say, and we all saying if you could see that, if that could be given that easily, and then we just hear that what Carson just said. If you tell the educators of our own people to say that they ain't got no history, we gonna fabricate some history. That's what I just said. They gonna fabricate some history now, and today we don't want to call it who they are. It's called Pan-Africanism, and I'm gonna play that tape in a minute for y'all to see if y'all want to disagree or agree. Because who would believe this? That you be told by educators, and talk about big time educators. We had to have Mary Jean of Bethune College. You had to have all the great black civil rights leaders of that era go along with of saying that we're going to educate the Negro without a history. And then
Now, wait a minute. Now, while all that was going on, then they told you some... they told you... about some Jews, they talk about Jews getting attacked. I said, Daniel, how come they keep telling you these Jewish people getting attacked 400% more times than they was since October 7th? I said, wait a minute now.
That's
been the Jewish people getting attacked, man.
That bull crap ass
protest up there in Washington State where the migrants up there talking about they perceive healthcare. And I said, that's a damn lie. Because just a week ago, the governor of Washington told you he's going to use $340 million of COVID relief funds to give these migrants health care and stuff. I said, wait, why the hell is that damn protest? They already got the damn money.
Now, the thing, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You and I both noticed that look what people have been demonstrating in for all these years, that is all by design. Because if you can watch a bill on immigration, everybody, and I'm not against no group. We all work together. We all got different groups that we've had fun with and everything else. But when you look at it on the big picture, not this minute picture, the big picture, even your state funds, which is the major funds I'm talking about. It ain't about the federal government funds. Don't worry about the federal government funds right now. Just get outside. Worry about the state you're in. How much funds away is they from federal control? That's what you better start thinking about. because that was done by the civil rights movement to help us. You shape this whole thing in this direction without us not really knowing. Now, all y'all better be blessed you understand this, because obviously the enemy is all facets. The enemy all facets. Because how can somebody just tell me? Now, we in a major era. I got 1069. Go ahead, jump in. But 1069. I want y'all to explain to me how the major people at this time was taught this, and then he tells the truth. And it's like, oh, man, this is going to disrespect that because, but this is what's happening. Everybody's in a municipality. You got black people at very high-looking levels. I mean, the faces of black people everywhere. Is that on purpose or is that by real merit is the question we're going to have to ask. Well, go ahead. 1069. 1069.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Dr. Owens, and to the family?
Yes, for the record,
I think the 49ers is not no prophecy, it's not no conspiracy, it's not no prediction, it's not no nothing I want to bet on. I just personally think that.
You think they're going to win?
Even though I don't really have concern for the sport.
Oh, okay. Well, Lisa said they're going to win. Okay, so you got the 49ers ahead, though.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, no signs or symbols behind it. It's just, I just think California is going to have, this is going to be the last year California is going to have teams to be able to participate. It's just like everything's moving out of California, kind of like California sinking or something. So I think something's happening.
That's a hell of an analogy there, because earthquakes are all over the place. There's all kind of volcanic eruptions. I'll be watching the
and rainstorms too.
Yeah, a lot of shit going on. But go ahead, man. Hit it up. Hit them up. I want to hear that. And some other things
you
said.
Know, I'll be real with you. The time you mentioned about the Civil War and the soldiers listening, that ended up taking the information and ended up creating or finishing up on one of my books. And that's why I keep always bringing that up, because the information that dug in was so what happened, the Jebusites, who you refer to as the Khazars of the tribe of Canaan, they the ones who were enlisted in the north. And the rest of the other immigrants, they went into the South. So what they did is Prince Hall was the one who introduced Caucasians into masonry. Mm-hmm. And don't let it get twisted around. Mm-hmm. The 54th Regiment that had the all-black regiment and with the white leaders in front of them.
Right.
That was the first time in history that the American soldiers let immigrants stand before them and rank. So they telling us some reverse shit. That's the first time we let them in. But what they did a nice old Palpatine execution order 66, while our dumbasses on the front line going against each other for no goddamn reason. The same people we fighting over is shooting us in the back, and they on the same side.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did after they destroyed us, they just took us from those who were fighting from the north, like Illinois area, moved all them down this down south, and then the spiritual return you can tell, because the Great Migration, when people started migrating in masses, and if people want to say because of the job, it ain't got nothing to do with the job. That was like the return to your own land, but we was confused about it because every land was a different country, a different nation. And that's why we messed up on that. We let these people in. And then people like Rockefeller, Morgan, and all them goddamn assholes, they stole businesses. They stole everything while we was busy fighting the goddamn war. Took over all that stuff. They didn't create. They did not invent. They did not discover anything.
Through trade, right?
They got no record of. No. They took it. After the war, they took it.
So they had
We as black people was finished. And whatever properties we had, black women were working with them. Black women were the ones who was ushering for them to have rights. We never had elections like that. The elections, voting rights, was all about letting immigrants, foreigners, become a part of the system. That's where we messed up.
Right. That's the hell of a part. Let's go with that, because that's a book in itself, like you said. Because that part there is the most confusing, because then you got these people saying that, like the the black Irish people, they got memoirs showing them that they was the ones that was the white people tying their shoes. They got black Irish people, man. I ain't making this up. I mean, real good pictures. We didn't realize that. Okay, so when we see these people, okay, so they come over here, and they live amongst New York City and New York, you know, all the blacks and the Irish, and so forth. It seemed like the Irish people did have the lowest thing of the so-called European immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at all that.
Sewers and gutters.
Yeah.
Sewers and gutters.
Right. You've seen it in the Titanic movie. Right. And the Titanic movie proved that they had them at the bottom. They were the worst. They didn't care nothing about them. Their own people didn't care nothing about them. So there's definitely a wealth and a gap system where the wealthy, even if you are of a certain persuasion, you still got the upper hand with this thing. So you think bloodline got a lot to do with some of this? Because I don't know how we could fight like with an army. Me and you talked about this. That's why I say, man, that is a hell of a book that we should explore. Because I don't never know why Martin Delaney, who is a high-ranking Freemason, he's part of the a movie of the Fighting 54th Regiment up there in Massachusetts. Martin Delaney, he wrote some of the Scottish Rite stuff. So I'm trying to figure out, like, what would make this regiment go out and open up the frontier? Like, you know, like, what's the psyche in your mind, being that you was in the military? You know, what kind of thing you had to believe that? Like, I'm going to go and wipe out this area, fight different tribes, but that's that Indian War shit back later on. You know, it was the Indian War was being fought by the Buffalo Soldiers. So it's like, that's an era of history that I think they definitely wanted to keep secret because it don't seem to be told. And like you know how we talk about it, me and you have. It's like, what's
right.
your thoughts on
it? Hey, you know, one other thing I want to bring up, one point in the subject. Remember the Trail of Tears?
Right.
They gave us a
right.
half history because
right.
they told you that they made us get off our land and go over here. But what they didn't tell you is that they didn't. We had our houses. We had to give up, and the foreigners were giving our shit, and they moved, kicked us off. They didn't tell that goddamn part. Ain't no dumbass foreigners gonna come over here and build something. Oh, let me get on the the foreigners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me say something. First of all, they tell you on the news that they track foreigners coming from some point in this point, and they journey up to Mexico, right? How the hell did they get to the other point? How do they know they got to the other point?
Mm-hmm.
Who arranged that for them to get
right.
there,
right.
to have
right.
a journey across up there?
Right.
So it's the same person that'll tell you, you said some black guy got murdered by KKK. So what you're saying to me is that person said they observed how they had the KKK person kill this person over here because we made the arrangements.
Right. How'd it happen?
Yeah.
How it happen?
You know?
Assholes,
man.
How could it happen?
Hey, yo, that question you just asked, the United Nations was given $885.3 billion. These wars are getting directions from TikTok. The United Nations is the ones that started this $5,000 for these EBT cards or whatever you call them. They
right.
give them a map. They bring them
right.
in trucks. They give them instructions.
Mm-hmm.
They got a route. They tell them how to go, and then they got non-governmental organizations.
It's right there. Yeah. Yeah. Now, right there in Mexico, they get it from this country, Ecuador. Ecuador. They go to Ecuador, which is don't have no extradition papers on the passport. You don't need all that passport crap. You just go in there, and then they set it up in there, and they go to the jungle. And they say the jungle is unbelievable to go to that part of this area to go through. And once they looked at the maps, y'all are absolutely right. I told they call NGO, non-government organizations.
And check this out. We financed
the
UN. United Nations. Now, that's
UN.
What blew me away. We are financed
the
United Nations of America.
It's in the UN. It's in the UN. Now, hold
on. And it's so hard to get out of country. It's so hard to walk out of your own country. So how the hell is it? So who put them on the plane? God damn. Who put them on? And how do you get out your country if you can't get a passport? Out your own country.
But they say Ecuador.
I'm sorry.
They try to say Ecuador.
We're tired of it, man.
Now,
we ain't running away. We're going to stand and whoop their ass. That's what we're going to end up doing.
Because
so I don't give a damn how y'all hate this country. And the white people, they
know where to go.
Goddamn. They the cleverest.
There's nowhere for the black people of America to go. So you make it. Okay, let's make sense to everybody. Now, what he's saying is, he tells us I'm articulating it right, the people out there you know when it's going to start to break down your area. Your area will be, you wouldn't be able to tell it on the regular news. They ain't going to tell it. But you'll know when you start to go to that grocery store and the food shit and your banks are telling you you can't get all your money out. This is when it gets ugly. It hasn't gotten there yet. Don't get me wrong. Because they already closing up all the banks. The banks are actually shrinking in size now in America. And so they already preparing themselves for this thing. Now, it looks good and glim and glammy, like y'all saying. But I want you to explain to them now when we get to this, because the land has got a lot to do with this. If America, and I'm talking about all who's indigenous been here for all since the beginning time of America, however you want to claim it, it's like if you made these civil rights, made all this so-called giving the land back and so forth, ain't that the Bible story, though? Like, we've been, like, usurped of our land. So you look at that and say, well, it has validity. Because we are definitely usurped. And then the ritual they do to usurp it is unheard of. It's like you dress up as, I mean, you look at what that ruddy man, I mean, you think about what's being said in these stories, y'all. And let's look at reality with it. Now, the Black America.
And the banks are working with the UN to take the farmers' land anyway. That they're doing that now. Citicorp, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan.
That's right.
Now, Josh, it's something you said.
Go ahead.
When they mentioned about blacks being treated as second class, right? Well, they're telling you that you have been reduced. You didn't start off as a no class and come second.
Right.
You was already first class.
Right.
You got tricked. You know, just like the education, all that stuff came in after the Civil War. There was no universities. There was none of these stuff. So the people, us here, they doctrine, they talking about all this shit is just copy shit. We already had our Constitution. Well, I mean, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, they had a good heart, good attention. But you don't have to fight for rights that you were already given in your own Constitution. That is your constitution.
That's
fuck with any white person say, fuck them. Say, fuck
them.
This is my constitution.
Now, again, I tell people this. I tell people this. I know that some people do have this thing against the federal government, rightfully so. But when it comes down to what has happened, your state is what's beholden to this. If your state, everybody say, we sovereign. And which I've seen people say, right now they got a thing in Atlanta where people are squatting in houses. It's an epidemic because the immigrants are doing the same thing. Because once you squat in these houses and no one claims it, you can take over. This is actually an old common law. I mean, it's still on the books. And let's go there with that. These laws you're talking about is this common God-given right laws that everybody know about, but they don't know about. Because half of us are violated without even knowing. That's the facts. That's how it works. But here is where it gets deep. A lawyer. The black lawyers, where are they? I guarantee if you've been to court, you are not dealing with what you think you're dealing with. Like, oh, because we black, we're going to go and try to get the Constitution repressed. Black folks in the law don't even want to hear that. I can tell you that right now. And they say you got the degrees, the feds, and you're able to go into court from, you got some hell of a lawyer that, believe me, you're only going so far with it because of the fact that now they want money. They want money. And you want to put up some money to get that court case to go to the next level. Ain't like, you got to put up some shit to go to that next level to say, I'm going to fight this. Because that's why they break you down. Because you ain't got nowhere to fight. Ain't no more fight left. Ain't no more money to go. People, you're lost, this, that, this. But if you got money like the Monopoly game, you get a free get out of jail pass. That's just common sense now. That's what's happening. Now.
And how many of these politicians got law degrees?
Right, they don't. So they got lawyers. And that's where the problem is coming in, where the lawyers are corrupt. Anytime what y'all just said about Trump going getting charges, just think of yourself when in the hands of the next regime. Because the next regime tell you we can go after the president, y'all. Now I'm just kind of giving you some deep shit. That's how you got to wonder how black folks went and fought that civil war, because maybe it was something redeeming about they believed that this was their land. Because obviously they must have had them believing. And y'all think about this before we take a break out of here for a minute. Think about this with y'all. It's Black History Month. All the great ones had revealed some shit. All of them. All of them said that we was fighting each other. That's the common law thing. That we was still, and they gave certain ones of us weapons first, just like they're doing in L.A. and all that. They was dropping Chicago, Miami, dropping off weapons. You feed one or two people everything, give them immunity. They can walk around invincible because you got agents surrounding them to help them out to make the operation go. And then they get big, 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 big. And then when you're tired of them, you get somebody else to replace them. This is what's happening to us. Because we've been living off the hog in the minds of these people. Think about it. They say, hey,
yeah,
they got this mindset that they gave away their birthright. We hate the country. It's only a few people talking like this for going to court. It's hard to do. The masses of the people, and this is what the man said in his book, he said the church was used and corrupted. You heard him just say, he listed all the problems. He said the nigger preachers was terrible. But that's all we had. That's all we had was a dumb nigger preacher. And then they got the Hebrew Israelite, which you just said earlier, Brother G. You said he was the next level. The next level in the degrees. See, that's what I'm trying to see y'all. Y'all see what I'm talking about. See, he would respect the Hebrew. Now, you go look this shit up. He said, well, damn. The whole Bible about confiscation of land. Now, they came and did that same trick on us, but we think it's always white. That's where the trick is at. It can't be all white people, man. It's impossible. That's why I keep telling people it's impossible, and I'm not that bright, to say that they brought all... What are these white people was even... Yeah, according to our own historians, they was uncivilized during the age of Sinbad. The Vikings was the only one that they was doing the trade route with the Vikings till this day. Nordic, Swaziland, that's why the Zulus praised them and shit. And so I'm saying to y'all is, let's go now back over to the west, over to the east. Let's go to the east.
Hey, check this out. Charles Kopeck Jones. Religious instructions for the Negro in America. Charles Kopeck Jones, religious instructions for the Negro in America. He taught all of the preachers. That's why the preachers became the leaders of all the communities. They had a program that the preachers went through. Then you got to go check out Ray Allen, the creation of the white race, because these boys wasn't white. They was nuts.
Right.
Remember, over in Europe, they had the plague. These boys was living like animals, man. They was the Woodrow's men, the hairy men of the woods. They ate raw meat. They even, when they killed their enemies, they ate their hearts. These boys were savages, yo. And they sent them all over here.
Now, hold on. Say they did. Let's say they did send them all over here. Let's go with that premise. Because, again, when y'all sitting out, I'll be on Facebook, TikTok, all over the place. I see all these grandiose pictures of us on the arms of the Europeans. They got the Black Knights, double eagles. I mean, we see all these heads all over in Europe, these tiny Moors. I mean, you got to be crazy to think that these people who are worshipped by these people, who is actually worshipped by these people, everything they've done, in worship, the blackface, all that. Now, if we taught them this commitment, it's proven that they got taught sanitation. It's proven for perfume. It's proven all through the Book of the Moors. I'm talking about all the sultans. I got them, some of them here. Tell you all the names, what they did, who was this, that, this. They brought them in. Now, here's where it gets deep in black history. Is it because we was by these so-called people, we can't show this side because that would let them know that there's a charade. We got to have a program of showing that this group of slaves here, the most warrior-like, because they showed that it was some fighting going on. Took a while. Didn't happen overnight. It was all the way until they went that so-called, you said, Trail of Tears. Y'all said yourself, Trail of Tears. Now, if that's the case, we fighting all over because they got Indian wars that they even said that. And some of the Native Americans and all these tribes, Chickasaws, all that, they was into taking of the squaws because they was into that culture. That culture allowed them to have squaws and do rights of land demarcation. They did all this. But here's where it gets deep at, y'all. So I want y'all to go on this after we come back on. I got to play this. If somebody told you that you have no history, just heard the man, Carl G. Wilson. He said they trained the new crew to hate their own people, tell them that they ain't got no history, and then look who they let give you a history. You gonna tell me I'm supposed to listen to some of the stuff we listen to today? Let's hear it go.
What is a Negro in the sense that the term is used in the United States? Obviously, one only has to look at the great degree of crossing, the tremendous variation in color that marks American Negroes.
I hear the voice of Melville J. Herskovitz, and what I wonder is, how did a white man come to know so much about black people?
It's not valid.
Probably more than any other American, Melville Herskovitz is the person who demonstrates that African Americans are connected to Africans. He was a leading anthropologist of the 20th century, but he was also a kind of social paradox. If you look at Herskovitz through one angle, he sets the terms for our understanding of the relationship between Africa and black people in the Americas. From another angle, you might see him as someone who appropriates a certain kind of knowledge. From another angle, he's the son of Jewish immigrants, and he's trying to sort out his own position in America. I always like to think of him as kind of the Elvis of African American studies. On the one hand, you might think of someone like Elvis as someone who takes things that blacks have already been doing, and he gets the credit for them. On the other hand, you can say, well, here's a guy who actually mainstreams rock and roll. Herskovitz mainstreams some of these ideas about the connections between African and African American culture. Herskovitz contributes a book-length research manuscript to the Carnegie Study that was eventually published separately in 1941. It was called The Myth of the Negro Past. And The Myth of the Negro Past would be the best-known and most controversial book of Herskovitz's entire career.
In The Myth of the Negro Past, Herskovitz is saying that the significance of his work is to show the dynamism, complexity of African culture, and the influence that they've had on African-American cultures. He's trying to engage in a type of social engineering himself in that book. His argument is that if African Americans know this, that their self-image and their self-respect would be increased.
I will always be grateful to Melville J. Herskovitz for the contribution he made to my sense of self.
That's Maxine Waters.
This man said that, like every other people on earth, I had a culture, and that it could be traced back to a place called Africa.
But the connection between Africa and American black people wasn't a new idea. Du Bois had written about it decades before Herskovitz. But Herskovitz is able to add the data that they just don't have access to.
Did you hear that?
It's understandable that some people resisted the thought that central to understanding African-American studies could be a book by a white person.
Was Herskovitz...
Now, I said to myself, boy, Dr. Carter G. Woods is a validation man from the dead. I mean, man, he said they was going to be the educators. They was going to switch it up. Why they had us fighting for separate and equal, we should have stayed separate. We were learning, man. When we got equal, you see what they did? They said, okay, we're going to go with this plan now and then have them be brainwashed by their own people. That's how it's done, everybody. And then the reverse slave trade was they got us to believe, y'all, I'm going to hear from y'all in the Super Bowl. I told you, they might reverse the numbers today.
Diversity, equity, inclusion.
Yeah. See, there you go. I love y'all there. Man, so they going to flip it up. They got you to believe that they brought the people there first. No, they came and brought people here first over there, missionized them, brought them back as new. They'd be like, oh, my God, they're beautiful. I mean, you know, you see somebody look different than you, but your family. They're like, God damn, he coming back. He was able to seduce them in the name of who? We're going to go into that in a little bit because y'all don't know. It's Super Bowl, baby. We're about to put it on y'all today. There's no way. No way
that y'all could tell me that they ain't planning some bullshit over us, because how are you going to bring in this? You bombing two countries, everybody. Didn't King get killed for this for y'all? They bombing, that but one, two countries bombing up right now. And these people can't stand us. I don't think they're going to be talking about, we love Black America. Let's not hurt them. I don't see that happening. But if y'all do, y'all let me know this line. Call in, please. We want to hear from you across the 10 regions, because I'm telling you.
Hey, bro, but you know what's interesting here in Memphis? The people that came over here, because a lot of people come here to Tennessee, just out the country, but here from other places to start businesses. But the interesting thing is the people that come here from other countries to try to start a business, they want to leave and go to another state because the people that's already here have committed the crimes, is robbing them and killing them, everything. Now they want to get out of here and go to someplace else.
Right. They're carpetbaggers and vagabonds. Now, that's nothing wrong with being that, because when you can move up that easily, but here's how I look at it. You can move up that easily. You must have a grant program. You must got something that is sustaining you through some paperwork that y'all are now being given or affiliated to, because you just don't come over here and learn how to make a gas station. Doesn't happen. You ain't had a gas station
Right.
All your life, you on the street. You got enough money to make it to a gas. Just coming to America got you a whole grocery chain. That don't come on, y'all. This is not normal. And so, if the money is being diverted, that means again.
Well, we were talking about the Denver Nuggets. This just came out Friday that the city of Denver is reversing or redirecting city funds to certain programs to the immigrants. That just came out Friday.
I'm hearing it too. I'm hearing from all y'all. That's why we do this, because when I think about it, man, if y'all are saying this, then they got this at a very good pace. It's in every state. This is very good how they did this. Think about it. They pretended. I'm looking at both hands now, because I want y'all to know something. They didn't want to indict the dude. I can see Biden. He got off of being crazy and stupid. Okay, let's see how that works. But Mayorkas is the dude that should have been impeached, and guess who stopped him? Four Republican rhinos. Now, I told myself, y'all should see the big picture by now. Where are these four dudes come from? Come on. Here it is.
Happened with the Supreme Court ruling with the border and that fence.
Right.
It was Republicans.
Right. So just want to tell you, it's Republican people. Now, again, I'm telling y'all that the people that I'm very nervous of that should be looked at, even though it is a war with white folks themselves, but you don't see none of the Bush family at all. The Bush family is with the Democratic Party, if you notice. We're going to get deep with this. Now, this is the part people don't like to hear. But America's white population is practically German. That's what was the need for them. Now, if I tell you how deep this goes, it might even we should make a movie. If you're German, you can make up this thing
brother
really easy.
Bones.
Yeah, what you
was got, you know you got on top of them boys, because they got implicated in trading with the enemy act. They were supplying the Nazis.
Right.
They was funding the Nazis, and they got caught up. They were supposed to take all of their monies, because they had big money in the bank in New York. They let them walk.
Of course. And now, because remember, I just said the population of the United States when it comes to white Europeans are Germans. They are Georgia's named after them. I mean, all
Germantown, Tennessee.
All over the place. The number one group. Now, this is where it gets deep. Now, y'all listen. This is where it gets deep now. The German people are in power, and that Bush family had a lot to do with this. And I found out that Civil War stuff that we all talk about. Remember, when you bring over the Moors, and that was the reason why they had to go through the Delaware. See, the Delaware is where you see Prince Whipple he owned the ship. I hope y'all realize this secret society paintings and shit. Prince Whipple got a diadem. He ain't got no feds. He got a holy diadem on. He jet brown black on that ship on the Delaware. What that represent, y'all think?
Now, I got the clip. I got it right here. I'll tell you right quick. Now, see, this is where we going to get deep now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's Prince Sultan Muhammad II. He was representing Prince Morocco Sultan Muhammad III declared that the merchant ships would be protected under the Sultanate. And that was where they made the corporation in Delaware, right? Prince Ripple and them is on the Delaware with them. Unbelievable history. Unbelievable history. Still black people, though. See what I'm saying? See, don't get it twisted. There's still black people. They see black people and say, we don't give a fuck. We going to take this shit over. And they were very instrumental in taking this over. So we going to be right back. Y'all ready for some more? I'll tell you, we're going to put it on this. But think about that. They very instrumental. Very instrumental in this. And that's why they can come over here. Because you think the Palestinians ain't used to Africa? They're right there in Africa. On the continent. You don't think they don't care about taking over black people over here? Because you look like a few family members over there. You think they care? I mean, come on, y'all. Think about that one. They come off the continent of Africa. All of them. Part of the agreement of friendship and peace. I thought y'all knew that. Yeah. All right, let's get it on. We're about to get busy, baby. We're about to get busy. Yeah, see, that's why they over here. Easily over here. I mean, they made the agreement in 1777, 3 7s and 1. And he's the third Sultan. So I don't know what to tell people. And then he had a military. I'm going to tell you the name. Muhammad al-Bin Adal Kamil al-Kahabuti. And the name of the group was called the Ruffian Barbers. Here's how deep this is. I'm giving you all this good information. It's unbelievable. The Ruffian Barbers, Spanish rules. That's how it all got started. With the Ruffian. Look at the name, the Ruffian. The Ruffian Barbers. Just look it up. That's all I can tell you. Can't tell you no more. And so, just think about it. And you wonder why they're able to come over here, because they owe tribute. They owe tribute. Plain and simple. Now, what about the heavy-duty stuff? Like, now over everything. Now, what kind of people is these, y'all? Now, I'm going to give y'all something that, just to pit, because I know y'all think everybody's our friends and everything. I think Dr. Benningham said that everybody cannot possibly be our friends, and he knew something. Remember, before Dr. Clark died, he said that his most hardest book to ever make was about the mulattoes. Look that one up. He said he had his most resistance in making a book about the mulatto produced by all these races. I said, well, God damn, how would that be? Go look at it. All y'all who Dr. Clark, y'all should know I'm telling the facts. He said that was his most resistant book. I said, damn. So, of course, you know, I'm not the type of person who wants to say, well, what the hell? I got light skin. What the fuck going on? And but it's not about that. It's about bloodline. If you white and they want to keep blacks, they gonna keep it going, and you gonna keep marrying each other. That's a fact. How much I'm gonna make a bet? That's a fact. You ever see an Indian person put white on there? They sure will. That's why they know the truth. That's why it's called Indo. European, India, European. Y'all told me a long time ago, Europe was part of what? Eurasia, so damn, you're damn right. Let's get some more callers. 4853, we about to get it's Super Bowl time, baby. 4853.
Hey, bro, just like what you're saying, Silicano greetings, divine blessings. You can go from South Africa all the way up to Russia. You can go from South Africa to India or China, can't you?
Yep.
Son, you don't have to cross no bridges, just like what you're saying. But another thing I wanted to say was, going back to Dr. Henry Clark, if you watch some of his earlier videos, I can't remember who initiated him, but there was a historian back then, and Clark went to him and said, nowhere I look can I find anything about, I'd like to say melanated instead of black, American. And he said, study your enemy and you'll see.
You'll find yourself. That was him. That was that's what he said. That's why I started studying their history. And I found out all the shit. That's a fact.
Yep.
He's never lied. I mean, Voltaire, French Voltaire, the Grand Orient Lodges, all said, look what we have done to a people who gave us these sciences. How much more do you got to hear? If somebody tell me that, I'm like, God damn, they admitted they ain't lying. I told y'all, every time somebody said they stole, they didn't steal shit. They ain't steal things.
They drop on.
They was initiated into whatever it was and brought it back to where, and they people didn't
like. How about
this
one?
So what?
How about this one? Stolen Legacy. I forgot who
George,
the philosopher and scientist
George
was in that
G.
book.
G.
No,
yep.
No. Who he taught? Who he talked about? That wasn't Aristotle. Who was he talking about in the book?
I think it was Imhotep, wasn't it?
No, Imhotep was the one who sent the Greek. The Greek sent his servant to Imhotep to get poisoned because they were trying to exile him in his house, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but he named him, and he named quite a few of the ones that was who built them the pyramids with Doja, a couple other things, and he was saying that they was that was found in that book, and it was very very interesting. But go ahead. So who you saying that he seen? So I can make sure we on which one you
said. I can't remember the Greek guy's name. He was
Greek
a
guy.
Famous philosopher during that time period. It was this
not
guy.
Pythagoras.
No, it wasn't Pythagoras, and it wasn't Aristotle, but this is my point, because I can't
Socrates.
Remember the name, and I know there's a lot of...
Plato? Socrates. Yeah, it could be Socrates. Go ahead. Yeah, it might be Socrates. Right, thank you.
I think it was Socrates, but this is what they
thank
were doing.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
With all the philosophy that they were sharing, all the mind thought and things that they were sharing, anytime any of them said that, they got their information from the pharaohs and the scientists in Egypt, well, Kemet, they would exile them or kill them. Most of the people they exiled, they would put them in jail, and they were trying to kill this individual, and he got tired of it, so he sent his servant to Imhotep to get a poison that he could take, and it would make him sleep, and he would never wake up. It's in that book. It's in Stolen Legacy. Read
yeah.
Stolen Legacy.
That's because he talked about the apothecary. Yeah, the apothecary. Exactly. That's when they had the book of medicine where they was able to perform these rites or even to put you in a state of a zombie state of some of the things talked about.
Right.
That. Now let's go with that. Now there's a spiritual reason for all that. It basically to put what us to sleep. Because remember, God, they represent different forces, like energy, there could be anything, cosmic, earth, whatever. So it's like, those stories do got ramifications. It's because, like they say, she cut
right.
his dick off. You know, cut his dick off don't really like mean the physicality of the dick. It's the energy of the dick type of thing in some of these cases where it's cosmic. So when I look at some of the stuff that he's saying, he mentioned astrology in that book, too. Some of it. And again, I want y'all
right.
to know they killed him. They killed him now. This is the key now. They killed him. I said that last week. In like the same style of Captain Morgan. So all I'm saying to y'all is people took the time to lay this stuff on the line because it was in shock and incensed at the severity of secrets that they thought was privilege to all was only was privilege to a small elite. And so these books got out, thank goodness. That's where this rebellious period come in where, I hate to say this, but, okay, the
Aristotle.
German people... there you go. All them stories what Aristotle said about democracy and all that shit, it's democracy had fallen within the star. That's all in those Greek stuff, that Greek stuff. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And they mean things. That's why I say Solon. That's why I mentioned Solon, where they used to, that's the word, that was actually a Greek dude, S-O-L-O-N. And there's so many of them. But the thing about it is they're talking about tragedies that are cosmic gods. Now, again, Jesus, since y'all want to take it to the high level of Super Bowl now, is because we're about to get there. I'm saying to myself, okay, look at the church, all the stuff they're saying. You don't see the symbolism in that church, the phallic symbol, the dick, They want cosmic energy. That's why they got these big ass phallic symbols all over the face. I mean, it has not left. The ancient world has never left. Now, I want to know what's going to make this transhumanism, because I've noticed that our people are now using all kind of facial definition enhancements. Like, if you see them on these Facebooks, woo, real life, okay. Now, they're all for men and women. I mean, they're enhancing themselves. They're putting themselves. So imagine now how easy it is for this transhumanism stuff, because even though we might be getting old, think how the civil rights movement has changed. It was actually designated toward us. All appearances, you would have thought we would really reap with everything first. Okay, get us in first, then let people follow, since we are the number one face of this. But it did not materialize, everybody. It did not materialize.
Dry Bones, Since time immemorial, in every nationality on the planet, they knew that a holy one or an individual was going to be born that was going to change the dynamics of their agenda. Just like the Avatar, just like you're saying Jesus, just like what you're saying.
Avatar.
Muhammad, you know, all of these individuals, and they always were trying to find this individual, control him and kill him, because there was individuals that was always in the seat of power and they wanted to stay in power. Just like in the Bible about David, you know, the king didn't want David to be king, and, you know, he tried to kill David, and, you know, David loved and respected him because of who he was. But David had to go hide in a cave, remember?
Yeah, he hid out. Yeah.
Okay, now going back to what you were saying about that medicine and going to sleep, the same thing in Black Panther.
Yeah.
You know, the same thing in the Matrix. Thing.
That's right. Always
right.
A potion.
You have to come out of the world. It's like we're saying in the Bible, one must decrease so the other will increase. As long as we're looking on this outside world, we will never wake up and become that spiritual being or that higher being that
now that's
is
where we
us.
At. Now let's go there. Let's go there. Because the spiritual being, according to the Lucis Trust, everybody, look up that word in Gaia, Mother Earth. They want to turn Earth and nature together, man together. They're gonna call it transhumanism. And for some strange reason, we may say we're not on the but we semi-cusp involved, because, again, it starts with these electronics. And with the electronics, it's energy field. We vibrate off the electronics. We go to what we want to go to.
Along with them shots, too.
Right. Now, the thing is, I think it's done through the scripture that y'all been saying all your life. Usurped. Another birthright. Now look like my life now is being usurped to go into what they call a spiritual new being. Now, I want y'all to listen carefully now, because I'm not saying this is correct. I said we got to look at all this now in this world today, because we already got family members who are going to go into the metaverse. That's what they're going to call it. Look what the name, Meta. I mean, these people are very good at this. And so they're going to make it seem like that, you know, we can go to the, we might be poor, but we put these on. We can go to the game now. Of course, it's going to be a cost, but you can do these things. That's what he was talking about when Obama said universal income. They're going to make it where you don't even have to leave your house at all. And now we're not there yet, but we see the birthing stages of it happening right before our very eyes. That's how it's called gradualism. They do it so smooth, so precise. It don't even look like it's happening. It's so, I mean, it happens all the time. That's through our own relationships. Because that's why I say, man, sometimes you got to look at life. People be deceiving you right around you that's close. So look at how gradually they did it. Think out in a big picture how this shit is done. It's like, it's easy. Because they already got a database. Because somehow, I'm going to say this, and y'all get it jumping. Somehow they already cloned all of us in a way. In some sort of way. It's like, how the fuck did they do it? Yeah, they was able to, because they digitally somehow implanted us that if we lose any money, or you can't get a job. Now, I ain't saying y'all don't agree, I'm just saying, but this is the perception. You lose any money, you can't get anything. All they got to do is for do it. I ain't making this up. They said it. 3 months, 3 months, you'll be begging for something new. In 3 months. I experienced it through Hurricane Andrew. In 3 months, you are at a dangerous stage. So when you go to that dangerous stage, that's when they'll give you a solution. And I think this is where they're going to get all a lot of us. It's going to be rough on a lot of people because they're not going to be prepared mentally.
Problem, reaction, solution. That goes back to the vaccines. If you don't take the vaccine, you ain't going to hold your damn job. The vaccines alter your DNA.
And they put it in our, and they put it in our psyche. Now, I know people want to love Elon Musk. I'm telling you, they with him. Elon Musk is part. He already got his kids neurochip. His kids are already neurochip. Anytime you can put the patent out and say, we got to work on humans, what better humans to work on but your own kids? Think about how diabolical that one is. Now, you go and take your own kids. Now you know it works. Now you bring it out. And guess what happened, y'all? I mean, these shows with Tucker Carlson and them, Tucker Carlson got on the same slash that all of them read. I'm telling you, and it's a slash. It's a red slash on their wrist. All y'all don't talk about. And guess who had it on? Putin had it on. They all together. And then they want Elon Musk to bring down the satellites more down closer to Earth. They're gonna bring these satellites closer because it ain't working far up. They gotta have them closer down. Go look it up. Y'all send out this information. I'm just gonna look it up. I said, oh, shit.
I see the reality.
Yeah, no wonder now.
But you got to be mindful of your words, Drybones, respectfully. What I mean by that is this. You're talking about nature and natural things. Anything that artificial, just like what they used to say back in the day, imitation is the highest form of flattery. AI is not natural. Just like with that, what is it called, Unilink or whatever? They want to put a chip.
You know that.
Just like the Pokey. They want to control the organic.
Now,
with the
I
chip
know that.
Because
you know that.
Right. I know you do, but I'm just saying,
you said
natural.
Because that's what the Gaia, the concept is. They saying that this their mantra, that they taking the natural now and bringing it into the human element. And you say, well, what does that mean? And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to make nature better. Well, they are. They say we're going to make nature better with this artificial substitute because the way we are today ain't sufficient. Carry on. That's the contra, the mantra they say. Now, I know I ain't agreeing with it, but I'm saying they got people to agree with this now. We got millions of people.
Sustainable development.
Right. And here's the key. My man, it takes simple people. As a preacher come on, I just say sometimes, he's the one talking about child care that day. He said that, how dumb can we be? He said, productive rights. He said, how are you going to be productive if you have an abortion? That's how they use term, witchcraft, productive rights.
Right.
Ain't no production through abortion. It's only death. So that's how smooth this is. Now, I'm going to play something for y'all because I told you. Since every nation is coming here.
Hey, Drybone.
Go ahead.
Drybone.
Go ahead. Before
Let
I
me
play.
Say
go
something
ahead.
Right quick, man. I want to say something. I got to talk about the biggest running joke going. Now, look, you know the Super Bowl today, they say O.J. Simpson got diagnosed with prostate cancer. Like a couple weeks ago, they said, treated for prostate cancer.
Okay.
Yeah, now, check this out. Wait a minute. Let me check this out. A couple weeks ago, they said Joe Madison died of prostate cancer.
Yes, I heard that too. Yep.
Okay. Martin Luther King's son, Dexter King.
Yep.
He was at the game in Tampa Bay. He died of prostate cancer. Now, I've been there saying, this got to be some damn joke because they say all these people died of prostate cancer. What, Austin? Now, ain't all these people died of no damn prostate cancer. This is a result of that damn game, man. This is a running joke they're running.
Drew, that's why I'm glad you brought that up because you know what? It is weird that they all just like, bam. Bam, bam, bam. Now, again, to the average trained mind, you can see it.
So didn't King just get diagnosed with cancer?
Yeah, what
so
he said.
Next, right?
Yeah, right. He got cancer.
That's what he just said.
Yeah, we just said.
Okay. Banks, the defense secretary got prostate cancer too. and King Charles.
That's right. Banks got missing. Now, come on, y'all. Think about this for a minute. Look at all the black. The Banks.
Ryan Sandberg from Chicago Cubs. They just came out 2 weeks ago say he got cancer.
Yeah, they got cancer and shit.
So this ain't no accident, y'all.
No, ain't no accident. Now,
it's always been a weapon.
Hey, but did we say earlier how you kill people? I said at the beginning, death of some of these people are going to be considered accident or suicide. And again, that's why we put this together, because look what's happening. They have gotten people to commit suicide. How deep can that be? Think about those of y'all who didn't take it. You should be really saying to yourself, you do should be spiritually blessed.
And remember, the assistant coach from the Golden State Warriors a few weeks ago, they was getting ready to play Utah, and they was at a dinner, and he collapsed, had a heart attack, and died. Nobody talked about that in mainstream news.
Yeah, they're scared of that because they're too much. Now, the news is broad. I told you,
Now, wait a minute, Drabo. Hold on for a minute. Let me bring this up.
Is that Wes?
No, I'm Wes Buddy, though, but listen. But let me say this. I got to bring this up because they keep telling you prostate cancer. Prostate cancer always been known as one of the – my mom's boyfriend had prostate cancer when I was young. Because I used to ask him, Mom, why he be yelling and going in the bathroom and stuff. She said he had something wrong with prostate. But prostate cancer, I don't know nobody that was dying at prostate cancer in their 50s, hardly. As a matter of fact, they told me this is one of the easiest cancers to treat. So you know – this got to be a running joke when they tell you it's prostate cancer. That really ain't affecting that jab that's killing your ass. That ain't no damn prostate cancer.
Now,
you done heard this thing about five times in the last week of celebrities. Well, I just told you O.J. Simpson yesterday.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Look at this.
They promoted it. They all promoted that shit. Joe J. Simpson was on TV promoting that shit, too. I've seen them.
They're going to tell you to come get a prostate cancer vaccine now. Watch what I tell you.
Now, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, but Drabo, just like what you're saying about the phallus, just like what you're saying about the phallus, think about it. That's another way of castrating men, because remember, women get past menopause, they can't have children anymore. But a man, he could be 90 years old, and he could still shoot that bop gun.
Right.
There are a lot of
remember, they're trying, they're trying to control the population.
That's a hell of a
They want to make sure that another supreme being isn't born, because look how smart, how wise these children are now. Even though it's part of the program, meaning women give their babies their cell phones, and then their babies go right to the games and start playing games, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're already part of technology, but they want to put technology in the people.
Right.
And as long as the people are saluting and wanting more technology, they won't think about having babies. Going back to decrease in Georgia Guidestones, decreasing the population, and these children have the right to be a cat, dog, or a bird, or a piece of shit, and you know, on the side of the house. So they're not even going to be natural.
You got to look at the parents, man, also who are watching these kids being taught this without rage. Now they are becoming rageful. And look what the government do. I told you this book we had about right after the Patriot Act, they classified everybody as domestic terrorists. Once they start talking about domestic terrorism, now that was a clue right there. So
wait a minute. New York just passed a law. You know what they did?
It's domestic.
New York got a bill coming out right now saying if you protest in the middle of a public fairway, they might try to charge you with what? Domestic terrorism. But wait a minute. One New York, one of them states that told you protesting was okay? You see how they always change the script on you?
That's about
January 6th.
January 6th.
But it still goes back.
Go back to what?
Gentlemen,
I want to tell you about women.
Hold on.
Women can have babies after menopause. Women can have babies after menopause.
Thanks for telling us.
That's that power punch. You got that power punch. she can get pregnant.
Yeah.
All
right.
You're right. You're right. But that's just like the 36. That's like the 36 chambers of Shaolin. It's only certain women that can do that.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just glad that happens because it
ain't
could be
the fuck with baby.
Can you imagine y'all getting babies at that time? Y'all don't want that. But hold on.
The women having babies like that, they had to get shots and all that other stuff. That risk of dying and giving birth increases dramatically. So
I haven't met nobody. I know a lot of people. I ain't met that. We have women in their late 50s. Now, that does happen. I heard it could happen. And you're right. They do have to do with something. Let's happen on these islands. I don't know about. I can't speak for what I don't know. But let's go with that premise then. Since y'all brought these women up, I told you. And I'm going to stand by. Women has got a powerful play in this because, again, y'all been saying over years, age of Aquarius. We got all the downing of these guys. Even over here in North America, we got all these things going on with the women. But y'all the only group now. Y'all the only group that is able to vote and don't go to jail. Now, this is going to be interesting. Because the Democratic Party, regardless of what anybody say about the other party, is the only party that is going to allow the campaign is going to go straight to baby killing. I ain't making this up. They already got it planned out. Baby killing all the way. And they say women is going to flock because they're going to call it productive rights over your body, just like they used back in the early days. So I see it coming. Y'all might see it. Let's see if it happens.
It's already here because when we talk about sanctuary state, sanctuary city, Illinois, it's a sanctuary state for abortions. If you can't get abortion in one state, you can go to Illinois and get one with no problem.
Right. So they're doing it.
This is all
eugenics, yo. The dude
right,
you was
right,
talking about.
Right. Right. It's
the
made
dude
up.
The dude that you was
it's
talking
made,
about.
Right.
He was the
it's
dude who started eugenics. He started changing the nationality and the races of melanated people in this country. He would say, no, he's not American. So he took you off the land. Mel Herkovich, he took you off your land.
Yeah,
and he was a major part of eugenics. Margaret
major.
Sanger. Margaret Sanger. Bill Gates' daddy, who was with IBM, these boys
right.
put the big money in eugenics. They put Planned Parenthood in your churches.
Oppenheimer.
But look, even your presence was into eugenics. All of them boys practiced eugenics. Look, they
right.
7,000 women in Mississippi. They gave them hysterectomies. And, man, they rented them. They couldn't have babies. What's her name? My favorite woman down there in Mississippi. They did her. She went in for some procedure. And they took out all female parts. She couldn't have no babies. What is her name?
Not the one who got the.
She's a civil rights worker. They beat her up. They beat her up a couple of times. They in the shadow dying from that. They beat her.
Fannie Lou Hamer.
That's right.
Now I like the Fannie Lou Hamer.
Hold on,
because y'all going too fast. Fannie Lou Hamer. They had her Democratic National Convention back in her day. She ate that shit up so good. And then guess where the convention at this year, y'all? Same place.
Chicago, huh?
It was in Chicago.
In Chicago, man.
It's Chicago.
Hey, look.
Yeah. Yeah,
the only question is, are they going to shut it down to keep these
like they did last time. See? There you go. See, replay. Did you say replay, bro?
Hey, remember this stuff. Ain't no dailies in power now. It ain't no dailies.
They got it. They're going to have to shut it down. They're going to have to shut it down because they know that people is really, really against this thing now. So they're going to have to shut it down. The only thing that ain't a replay is that a lot of people got their 2020 vision eyes opened up, and now they see they've been played. So now you don't want to have all these protests out there. And who owns, who the governor of Chicago? The Pritzker.
Oh, yeah.
Who Obama controlled by? The Pritzker.
Brother D been saying that
and
for years.
Pritzker, but
you
did.
I got a question.
Let me hear a question. Somebody, give me a question.
Does Chicago have illegal aliens on their police force like a lot of other jurisdictions do? Does anybody have an answer to that question?
They just get permission to hire foreign people And they can go into the military. They can be policemen, and they can go into the military in Chicago now. And they're going to give them a right to vote.
It's the state of Illinois. The law was passed.
I can answer that question. And I'm not even in Chicago. I can answer that question. And I'm not even in Chicago. I just want to bring this to you. I was out a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to this guy. He works in like HR or whatever. And he was telling me that, you know how like a lot of these guys have, you know, hiring, you know, rehiring, whatever. But a lot of people who apply are not getting hired, right?
Right.
He told me face to face that they have already been told by certain companies in the United States have already been told to only hire foreign people as a priority. That's why. So yes, that's gonna happen.
You had
more foreign people last year that were hired for jobs. America, you know, they keep on telling you the unemployment rate down.
Amazon. Hold on.
UPS just laid off 20,000 people.
Yeah, they ain't laying off, who they laying off for? Maybe they laying off because of AI. Because I know they got that in plan. But hold on, I got to call the whole
long. Oh, dry bones. Hold on.
They've been holding a long time.
Okay.
Because 7696. Y'all know you've been holding. Luckily, I put see you back, jump back on the line. Go ahead. 7696. Hello? One more time, 7696. Okay, well, one.
Hey, the Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee. Chicago, right down the street from each other.
That same type of problems happened. Milwaukee erupted last time as well because they brought in George Floyd. Now, I'm saying that we don't know what they're going to bring in this time. Like y'all just said earlier, it could be ugly. But, again, I just want you to know that the civil rights have been eroded because when you got municipalities that once was told they could not have farm animals in the backyard, and somehow they got farm animals in the backyard now, and you in a city district, you got to wonder what's up with that and how's that work. Without, you know, black folks better take a good heed because all this is done in your neighborhood. All this is done in black neighborhoods.
You don't remember what Baby Bush was talking about when he took over the presidency, the head of the corporation? All of those cities and states up there by the Great Lakes, he wanted to turn them all back to farmland. He wanted to bring them back to the 1800s. You don't remember that? Let's go to this also.
They sure seem to be doing it.
Right. But hey, not only that, oil controls, those are major ports now. Remember, they changed the highways up there 10, 15 years ago, and they put those digital things in the highways so manless trucks can make deliveries. China owns most of those ports. They got most of the ports in America now, China.
Now,
going back to Trump.
And farmland. Don't forget China owns more farmland. BlackRock owns more private homes. They're buying up all the homes. That's what's driving the home prices up. These multinational corporations like BlackRock, Vanguard, and what's the other one?
Right.
All state.
They buy all
the single family homes. I mean,
they buy them up. Now, y'all know, but I'm saying if these banks are okay, the banking system, y'all already know, and you just heard him say earlier, I'm still going to go back to my man. Banking, boom. We ain't getting the same loans. That's obvious. Because if somebody can come to the country and redo a whole house on the first flip, the whole house is done. That's almost impossible. So unless you got good cash flow behind you to make it happen. But I'm saying the cult world is here because how could this happen without them bringing their cults over here? Ain't no way nobody coming over here, a cartel, to come over here and take over a whole neighborhood without the government help. So obviously you know
dry bones.
It's made up. It's
dry bones,
up.
I got a question for you.
It's made up. It's
I
made
got a
up.
Question for you. You already talked about the real name of New York and who controls New York, and New York is basically the crossroads of the world. You don't think they came over here with George Washington, who was basically one of them too? Cristobal Colombo.
Yeah.
He was a mulatto, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a mulatto.
Of course. Of course. I have no
doubt. Look at the Titanic.
Yeah, I have no doubt that. But they was taking people back. Okay, now, again, these people, the only way, if you a merchant, and let's say, for instance, all our minds are making money here. You're a merchant. You're investing into these three ships. You're investing in three ships. You got to see something tangible. So it's people don't realize they lie. They brought the Native American indigenous people back over there in groves. Once they got the first look at all these people, they said, we hit the motherland. They there. Bam. Send more over.
That's right.
Over a time. Now, y'all, I always think of like junkies, like everything's sick, quick fix. No, man. This shit take time. What they did was got the people. They regarded them around, showed how great they were. Oh, look what we found. It took more investors came. And all of them came. The more of them made a killing because how you going to get through the middle to travel through the Mediterranean without the Moors and them, without the Sultans? That's why I say
I don't know why we're thinking. The Moors brought those boys to our country. That's how we got invaded. The Moors were running from... When they ran them out there in 7-Eleven, the Moors ran over here. They followed some Moors in Northwest Africa. They went up there and raided Northwest Africa. They devastated them. But the Moors they followed over here, when they got here, they wasn't ready for this. They had never seen shit like this. Food plentiful, animals plentiful. The wood where their boats came from over here, they didn't have no trees over there because they had the place. They burned down all
canvas.
Their trees.
It's called canvas. All stars. Look at the canvas on your sneakers. All stars. That's the Moroccan star. That means canvas, cannabis, canvas. That's all. Yeah. Now, hold on. I got to play this before I told y'all. Everything is a cult. They're going to worship this cult. They're going to worship this cult right here. This is the biggest cult right here. And look who are in charge. You wonder why people, this is not slandering people. This is their cult. And this is why they're merchants. Merchants.
And remember, all your policemen are in fraternal orders, Masonic.
Oh, of course.
Once a year, thousands of Hindus stream to Saudati, a temple in southern India. They have come here to express their devotion to the goddess Yalama. But Saudati is no ordinary temple, for Yalama is the goddess of prostitution. In this temple, prostitution becomes a religion. Young girls, many of them not yet 15, are consecrated to Yalama. They become Devadasis, love servants of the goddess, and their lives will be dedicated to prostitution. Their families believe that this sacrifice will allow them to be born into a higher caste in the next life. Before the long 5-kilometer walk to the temple, the devotees must cleanse themselves by washing in this pool.
And this jatre ka mahatva aisa hai ki jo log dharmikta ke bare mein zyada baat karte hain, unko ye acha lagta hai. Wo bolte hain ye hamari devi hai. इससे हमको सुकून मिलता है जब हमको कुछ नहीं हमारे घर में भी कुछ प्रॉब्लम हो समझो बच्चा नहीं होता और कुछ वगैरह वगैरह जो है वो बातें इस देवी को हम नवस करके उस नवस के बाद हमारी इच्छा प्राप्त हो जाती है पूरी हो जाती है ऐसा हमारे लोगों का कहना है
Devotees of the Yalama goddess come from the lower castes of the Hindus. Some are gripped by religious fever. They dance until they drop. Men are also followers of the temple. Many put themselves into service as transvestites. It's illegal to dedicate children to the goddess, but that's irrelevant because the government does nothing to prevent it. To become baptized as a Devadasi love servant costs $52, money which, according to one human rights organization, flows straight into the pockets of the politicians. So the government turns a blind eye.
Now that's India. India now. Now you wonder how. Now I want you to listen to me. I said India now, who caught, I think, Kama. They was at Kama, Kama Sutra. They usually fuck their into power. And so now I'm gonna show you what they did to the
Kamala Harris.
they were the pirates now. They end up in certain pirate groves. And they're the pirates, the Indian pirates. Look at Sinbad. Now, look what they did when they got here. Y'all just answer your own questions, but I'm going to give you the laws because that way you can see we just can't be this crazy. Listen to this.
These are some plantations in British colonies that operated just 100 years ago.
Some of these workers are enslaved Africans. Some are indentured servants from India. Can you tell the difference? After slavery was abolished, Britain replaced its enslaved workers with a cheap alternative, indentured servants. In this new system, millions of people were coerced into signing away their rights for 5 to 10 years at a time. This system is not ancient history. Some of its survivors could still be alive. These workers became bound to overseas employers where they endured harrowing abuse and exploitation for the duration of their contract.
I would call the system of indenture a hidden history, and it is and has been deliberately obscured from our national narrative.
Maria Kaladin's great-grandfather was recruited from India through this exact system. He ended up toiling at a sugar plantation in British Guyana for years on end. After seeing how her family's past had been buried, Maria decided to specialize in the study of Indian indenture.
We know about it because the British kept the receipt. They are there. All the receipts are there. They are there for everyone to see.
British colonizers took portraits of these workers after taking them from India to work in overseas colonies. Most would never return.
That means that that government of India sent over their indentured slave workers to Britain, because you see how much they had to pay. Britain paid them, and they signed that paperwork. The government got the money. You just heard them say the government getting the money. So they already practicing slave trading.
So it wasn't no, you can say it's part, really part of the what, no kidnapping. It was a business transaction.
It was a business transaction.
Wow.
Their government got them to believe this way. See, we all look at every time the white man government, it's other governments that got their people to do this, some shit that you be like, well, how the fuck? So we made a contract. You heard what they said. And the men, now here's where it gets deep at. The men was traded to be transvestites, the same thing that's moving over here. And who helped King? India helped King. Mahatma Gandhi helped King. And what did King and his crew do?
But Dry Bones, you got to remember, where was Mahatma Gandhi educated?
Yeah, in the British world too. Yeah,
Go back. Let's go back to the ancient times. Or not even ancient time. Just say
no. Don't go too
just say
far
from
back.
The 30s up.
You're right, but this is my point. Hell no. But they don't even know who.
This is my point. You're right. I apologize. I'm just saying you got to go to the first bricks, man. You got to go to that first foundation to find out how long this thing has been set up. That's why I like that song by that little short dude, One Trick Pony. This script has been written just like what a virus does. A virus looks at the greatest and the strongest thing, just like there's a bird. I can't remember what it is. This bird will put its eggs in another bird's nest, so that bird will take care of that child, so to speak.
Right.
But this is my point.
Okay.
They grafted it into so many different families, just like the word Aryan, that the clan and these secret societies love to use. They mix in with the Indian royal family. Remember, one of the first big skirmishes of Europe going into a nation, it was India. Just like when Christopher Columbus came here, he thought he was in India because he was looking for the Indian British Tea Company, right? It wasn't that who he was representing also or some bullshit like that?
The Queen Isabella.
Finkelstein had already tapped into India, and India had that class system. You look at China and you look at India. Let me just make this one point. There was an emperor that died and he had a lot of secrets and he had a lot of scrolls. To make sure that nobody got to his scrolls and the people around him didn't have access to the scrolls, he killed thousands of soldiers to take into the afterworld with him, right?
The one who got them powder soldiers?
Yes, indeed. That's right. Terracotta. Exactly.
Terracotta.
And the same thing with
Now think about that though. Hold on. Let's take it there. See, that's why I said earlier. See, I brought back Is this what the Buffalo Soldiers were? That type of unit that was, you know, on command. They must fulfill, even if it's egregious to the harm of the actual
killing their own people.
Yeah, kill their own people. So I'm asking y'all.
Mercenary.
This is part, right, mercenaries. There we go. This is part of a history that I say is not even infused into Black history. We're giving them a sham. And then when we find a glimmer of light that shows us a whole picture, because this really shows the whole picture, that book. The man put together a very unbelievable book for people to this generation, and your children and your children's children should be able to read and understand that it's also hurtful. Because they basically told you, we set y'all up. Now, all y'all, you know, on this line, but the premise is, we set y'all up. I'm repenting. Sound like he repenting to me.
At least not forget they had armies of eunuchs, the Arabs, when they took the slaves, African, they would take them over there, and they were castrated, and they had armies of black eunuchs. They guarded their harems, and they was the private royal soldiers. You know, that's how much they knew they were bad men.
Now, that's deep, man, because think about it. We think about this all the time, and we say this stuff, but when we look at these movies, because we've been brainwashed, I'm going to say, I know I've been brainwashed watching Cary Grant and, the Arabian, North Arabia, the Arabian Nights, Lawrence of Arabia, and not realizing it took Sidney Poitier, it took a Sidney Poitier movie to jar me. You know, I could say, why Sidney Poitier is black amongst all the Viking people? You know, I'm like, I never thought about how the shit was until you got, oh, I said, wait a minute.
Ottoman.
Hollywood giving us the Secret Orders movies. They tell us the movies. They put the greatest stars in. But here is the whole play that I'm going to say. If y'all agree, let's hear it. No, let's hear it. They got the married white women.
The Arabs. And now they're Saudi Arabians now. The British are Saudi Arabians. They wear the headdress and all that like they Indians or something. But they from Britain.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Is Britain, because of what we've seen with the Moors and all this stuff that they show through all this movies, I'm kind of like black people should get over the fact that Moors is like, I know they got prestige, ain't nobody taking it away, but they don't mean they ain't got no wickedness going on. I mean, because somebody tell me, you trade, think about this, y'all got somebody in your house, you tell them how to clean up.
Thank you. I'm waiting for you to say that.
You tell them how to look nice. You tell them all these things, how to read and write and bike paths and sanitation, and you give them all this knowledge. I just want y'all to tell me what this child, what you presume, what turned out to be. With all that you are giving.
A damn thief. They're going to take your shit and go someplace else with your shit and start their own shit with your shit, and you're going to be the... Look what the Menendez brothers did to their grandparents.
Right. Think about it. If that's the case now, when did we start to see this? Okay, because there is signs of something going on. I'm talking about this. We use an analogy of a group of people, but you know, this is a lot of people you got to convince that after you gave it all and you ruled how long? I mean, a long time. A thousand years. I mean, and we only hung up on 400 years. And our people are ruled over people for thousands of years, and then we say we picked the smallest part of rulership that anybody ever had.
Now you make me think of Yakub and the island of Patmos, where they was doing experiments to make another race, where they created the big-head kids.
And the big-head kid
was flawed.
Right, but
I got an example to that too, Drybone.
It's 400 years, though. Out of all the years of our progress, I look at how they got us to believe this 400 years so tightly when, okay.
Right, math ain't math.
It ain't, because if I taught them all this science, all this science, and I'm the teacher. Now, unless it came a point in time where, yo, the teacher, I'm about to take your shit. I mean, you got a rebellion of people. I think I've been to say, you got a rebellion of people, plus we got integration of the Yang Yang. People fucking like maniacs during this thousand-year reign. They ain't just had, you know, it's proven that they had the white people as harems. That's a fact. The Vikings were part of the slave trade. The Vikings either was part of the slave trade, bringing those Christians to them during the Great Crusade as booty to pay off. And then here's what I don't understand. all you so-called timid people. Love the pyramid, love Egypt. You ain't mad that they chiseled off the limestone? You ain't mad that the people who supposed to be from there chiseled off all the limestone and then make moss? Who are now part
of the dry bones, you're forgetting who did that. See, those wasn't Egyptian people. Those were Arabs that did that. Who controls Egypt now?
I mean,
you know why they dark as hell? Because of your cousin the Moors, your cousin the Moors was going up in the mountains and bringing pale women down there,
But look what they did.
Got the Moors overthrown. Them harems got they bred all them mixed children. Them mixed children was mad about the way they did. Remember, they was educating the boys. They wasn't educating the girls. Them boys grew up and over to their fathers ran them up out of there.
But
you got to remember.
Dr. Clark said, when you look up your history, look up your enemy's history, you're going to find you. And when I looked at them up, I found that they were having sex with just these armies of Muhammadis, El Habadadis, and then y'all talking about and there's no black
people around the entire realm.
Hold on. And they say there ain't no black people. The Black Guard, the number one army in the world was called the Black Guard. They were Sudanese emperors. I got it right here. I can go all day long with it. And I mean, you cannot tell me. And guess what they were doing? They were taxing the people. The same way we taxed today was the way they was taxing. And you couldn't tax an Arab. Couldn't tax anybody of Allah.
Rosicrucians, Knights Templars.
Right. You couldn't tax it. Now, here's a group of people now who was able to force, and it's the Barber Dynasties. It's called the Barber Dynasties. Punch it in. You got El Masur. You got El Shadahidi. The Abadabalites. I'm going to just look up AA, like Alabama, and quit. Alabama quite. I mean, they got Ottoman Turks. All of them is in on this. And I don't see where we got somehow Horowitz took us off the path here, because Horowitz had to be in with them. Horowitz had to be part of the pirate crew, because remember, you always say he made our history. Then you get Maxine Waters. Did y'all hear Maxine Waters in that?
Yeah, I heard. She's worthless though, man. They worthless, man.
But I know.
Black
Caucus,
they all worthless, man.
Ain't that what? I'm just gonna show you. Now that's what the Hebrews like.
1-877 want to be put in.
I can't.
1-877 want to be put in.
I can't because okay. You gotta go because of the show over. It's over. I can't do nothing now. The show is dead.
Didn't Dr. Clark, the book one of the books he talked about, I think I remember it was a book called Who Betrayed the African World Revolution?
Right. He did a video on that. Because they used to come to places. I see them back in them days. They used to come to your college, Syracuse. I mean, they used to come to places. But now it's totally different. Nobody comes nowhere, no one now. But at that time, he was saying that our enemies was not who we thought it would be. And then he started saying about the different families. But he said that if he had a book, his most difficult book was to talk about the royal mulatto families of Europe and all through. And once I got to that, I looked, and that's when I started to realize how they had, play the Black Knight. You know, they made Martin play the Black Knight. They was trying to show you back then. Sidney Poitier played in Fire Tuck, and back in the early days with Earl Flynn, they knew that the Moors were the friars. They knew it. They knew who was the religious order.
It's going to be interesting with this new movie coming up about the Jamaican singer. Marley. They're all British actors.
Yeah, I know. It's probably because the British, they got a lot of power in Jamaica, man.
So
you got to remember. Britain has always been the stronghold of Finkelstein. Prime example.
Right.
Dr. Yosef Ben-Yakinin was on Gil Noble's show because of something he wrote about the relationship between the blacks and the Jews back in, that was in the 80s. And Gil Noble had on a historian, Ashkenazi rabbi. Dr. Ben shut his ass down. At the close of the show, the rabbi tried to say that the Jewish people in America and throughout the world is controlled by the Jews in Israel. Dr. Ben proved that the Jews that's running the world and Israel are in England. And he dropped three facts in reference to that. And before they closed the show, that rabbi had to confirm that he's absolutely right. You know, that's just like, I don't know if y'all heard Jewish Shekels. Right, Jewish Shekels, Dr. Rabbi Abby, Rabbi Abby Finkelstein even said that even when we lie, there's truth in it. So they confirmed that they're the father of lies. So they will lie, but you got to know the code because they speak in code just like Masons and all these secret societies. They will tell you the truth, but you got to know the truth when you hear it. You know, but it's always been England. It's always been Britain because they took over, just like what Dry Bones said. They try and keep you in 400 years. If you go any time past that, all the royals was Nagas, copper-colored, furrowed-haired people. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, that, okay, let's go with that. Remember, when you talk about Christopher Columbus, when he came, he was so confused. He went to Puerto Rico, he only seen melanated people. He was in America, he only seen melanated people. He thought
that's
he
what he said. Yeah, but that's my point. If these people, and I stand by that, there's no disputing no more because there's too many cults that prove too many artifacts. Here's the thing. The beef is going to be always with, I talk to some people sometimes, like remember black people always putting the head of the Amish had to be black. Well, what the Mexican or the people there, they have found people the same size head, and it does match. They just as brown. So what we have in this dispute over is of color. Like my man say, Dr. Clark started saying that because the color game is a made-up game because the earth, 3/4 of the earth is melanated. So I'm bound to run into somebody black. I mean, it's just common sense. Unless
right.
You're in some areas where you go, black people all over there. The problem is they don't think black. They think it's about culture and financial because, see, they come in. We already here. They got us to give up our stuff. I think when they did that civil rights experiment, they seen how successful it was by the 80s, and then the drug game that came. They made sure they was able to destroy most of that areas, and then what they did was dropped the real estate values down, and then they were able to push people into other areas, and they raised the real estate back up once they rejuvenated. Now this is common sense. We know it's been used. But yet
right.
It's hard to stop because the politician that looks just like us, they in on it. You'd be surprised how rich these people is. So I don't get it. How people can believe that this is not a bloodline. It's a bloodline.
What else is interesting about it is that when they keep talking about Christopher Columbus, they keep saying he came to India when no one would call India because the people over there is either Hindus or Abyssinians.
Yeah, they wasn't.
So they got an area called West Indies, but West Indies is made up of other islands, so it's a fictitious name.
Yeah, it wasn't
so
all that. That's British. That's pirate law, though. That's pirate land because remember, when we go into what y'all talking about now we got to be truthful about how this got named. Okay, if these merchant ships came over here, and we all know that some of the most ferocious pirates on the planet over here was black. Black Caesar had a goddamn army, and women were pirates too. I think we forget a lot of shit. It was a whole, you know. So the thing about this is the prostitution part now, because what they did was what do pirates want? They want pussies. They got the women to come over and set up the brothel.
Booty. They want booty. Yeah. Don't say pussy. Yeah. Say booty.
They want the booty. And so the booty of over there. This up there because I looked up some of these pirates. They were all in Louisiana, and some of the women were pirates. They opened them up. I had a clip I'm gonna play next week. Show you that the women were actual pirates. They came into the ports and they were setting up. And white people who were actually farmer and dumb labor, because at the time, a lot of the Irish of them was doing some, you know, ferocious jobs that we don't
do.
That makes sense because the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie, supposedly they're trying to bring Johnny Depp back, but they're talking about replacing with a woman. But that proves right there what you just said is true.
Yeah, you know, another thing on the pirate thing, their tribe of people, like all the pirates, they call them pirates. They didn't call themselves pirates, but they were a tribe, a group of families, they had, but they're not the white Vikings. The white Vikings was a homosexual. So let's make sure we clear that up.
Norsemen. The Norsemen, just like Moors.
Boysmen. But they got boys. Now, you heard what he said. I told y'all we'd be tripping, but when these people go into these courts, y'all just said eunuchs. They got them dudes trained, which is, hey, I don't know the concept who wanted to come up with that, but I just, you know, wouldn't come out of my mind thinking I'm going to cut people's dick off and then make them be like a woman. So you got to wonder. You got to wonder.
Metaphorically, what does that mean metaphorically also?
Yeah. Why does that have to happen? And then the prompt that I'm having, you know, I'm telling people all the time, you want to dig deep, you're going to be saying, like, man, this is outrageous. But
hey,
it's like
they were
why
making sure that they
didn't
replicate themselves, so they cut their phallic symbols.
They dry bones.
But why? But the question,
because it eliminates the masculine principle. It eliminates the strong furrow of the masculine principle. Look what Henry Ford did to George Washington Carver, because he's seen that his daughter fancy George Washington Carver. So what did he do to him? Why do you think George Washington Carver sounds like a woman?
Castrate him. Yeah. Now,
that's why he spoke with that high voice like that. That's why his voice is high like that.
I want to add one more thing, if I may. Please just let me add this one more thing. Think about it. Just like what you're talking about. Seafaring people, they would take young boys just like the military did. They wouldn't allow women on the ships because the mermaids, they call them sirens. When that ship was out in the ocean, they would hear that noise, and they would look over the ship, and those mermaids, sirens, would take the people on the boats. That's why they always talked about ghost ships also. There was a lot of things that was going on during those waterways, and that's another reason why they've been at war with nature. And
now,
the best prime example, going back to Charleston, let me say one more thing. The main people that they sent into different countries and different parishes was the nuns. The nuns was the nearest spies. Mata Hari and all of them, even though that's, you know, she wasn't a nun. The nun would say, I have to send this dispatch back to the father, which was the pope. The best spies were women.
Yeah, women. Now, let's go with that, because the mermaid.
We always sent the missionaries in first.
I want to know why. Go ahead, sister. I heard you. Go ahead, because I couldn't hear it. Your phone was fucking up.
I came in a little late. But I wanted to, back in when you played the video on the Black History, I know that Black Americans don't like to be identified as Black African Americans, and Black Lives Matter actually brought this to the forefront, which is kind of odd that they wanted to